This week we go from Roomba to Doomba as we discuss the 1995 sci-fi horror, Evolver. That's the wrong theme song. Why did it play that? Here we go.
I was going to say, finally, we got a new song.
No. Same old one. Welcome to the Bloody Bits Horror Show. I'm your host, Eddie. The Axe Jefferson, and joining me as always, the stoned arcade attendant. Where the fuck was that guy, Tim Yobo? How are you doing today?
Oh, come on. You don't give me enough credit. I'm the guy making the fucking bets on side bets whether or not my idiot friend is going to get to level four.
Tim, I have so many questions about this fucking movie.
I could talk for hours about the group of people who are in this arcade at the beginning of this movie.
Dude.
You got a fucking Devo guy. You got a guy who looks like Boy George with a mohawk.
It looks like when the Beverly Hillbillies came to Los Angeles and you see them drive through Hollywood, all the people with the crazy signs like, put me in your movie.
Mm-hmm.
That ironically did get in a movie, but by being a crazy person trying to get put in a movie, it just looks like that in this arc. It's fucking insane. So we are here killing the month of 1995 movies with a bit of an audible. Now, we were going to talk Embrace of the Vampire, but Tim Yobo pulled the plug on that one.
It wasn't the plug that I pulled.
Oh. Uh-oh. It was a little too horny for you, buddy? No, you said, you messaged me and you said, hey, I watched the first 10 minutes of this. We might want to do something different.
Oh, no. Oh, see, we got a lines of communication crossed because you also said that we might just start doing like some really crazy ass movies for like a month.
Yes, we're going to be doing that.
And I recommended a movie, which don't say what it is because we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the movie that I watched the first 10 minutes of again for the first time in like 15 years. And I was like, wait a second. I still got burned on the entity. I'm just getting over that.
Gotcha. See, I thought you were talking about Embrace of the Vampire, but that's fine because I had a backup plan this whole time, and that was Evolver. So
we could have been watching Alyssa Milano naked instead of this?
You still can.
Yeah, that's true.
You're still allowed, Tim. You can do anything you want to. You're a grown man.
That's true. But I don't know. My kink is I like watching erotic movies and having people listen to me talk about them. What's that called?
You're a voyeuristic exhibitionist.
Vocalist.
A vocalist. You're a vocaleur. I suppose. Oh, Tim, you can do ASMR videos, dude. That'd be fun.
You want people fucking killing themselves?
You're like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and just rub this comb on the microphone. And then you just hear Tim Yobo like...
Man, I opened this fucking package. What the fuck's wrong with this fucking thing? Hold on.
The prisoners in Gitmo are so lucky that the government hasn't heard my voice, okay? Because they would be cracking
one, two, three. You've got a delightful voice, buddy.
Thank you.
You can do voice work, I'm telling you.
At least it's unique, yes.
It is unique. It is uniquely Yobo. And again, like I said, most of my complaints with the podcast is everybody sounds the same in it. And I can't tell who the fuck's talking. There are podcasts I've listened to for multiple years. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, are there three people on this show or two? I don't want to call them out specifically, but there is one just like that. And goddamn, dude.
Well, see, that's why it's good to do a video podcast
that's
along
true.
With the audio so everybody can see.
Plus, we get all of our little fun bonus content, like when I'm showing you horrible videos or pictures or,
that's
you know, when we go for a tour.
You get to see my reactions in the middle when I see Jar Jar Binks with his fucking balls out.
Sexy Jar Jar Binks, too. Hmm. You forgot sexy.
I didn't think I had to remind anybody.
By the way, when everybody's doing their horny artwork of shit on the internet... I don't know if you have a slider for like moisture level. Can you dial that back like 10%, guys? You went over the top. Everything looks like wet and shiny.
Yeah, but dudes always go over the top with stuff like that, right? It's not good enough to draw a chick with big tits. They got to be like fucking gigantic gravity-defying tits.
Yeah, they've got to be Tifa from the Final Fantasy VII remake at the beach scene. Have you seen that, Tim?
No, I haven't played Final Fantasy in a long, long time. But I was thinking more of like the chicks that you see in Heavy Metal magazine from the 70s or the 80s. Oh, here we go. Our first reaction. I'm going to get to see some Final Fantasy porn.
It's not porn, Tim. This is part of the game. Okay, so I just Google search Tifa Final Fantasy Remake Beach because it's like a beach scene. And I just see the little thumbnail says Tifa is wet. So, do with that what you will.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, when I was growing up, I kind of liked Wilma Flintstone, but not to the point where I was jerking it to her.
You never jerked it to Wilma? You were more of a Betty guy, huh?
Betty was a little bit more down. I mean, well, either way, they must have been leaving their keys in the rock ashtray when they were coming
in. So you're more of a live action person, right? So, yes. Tim... So if I put a gun to your head and you had to rail out either Ginger or Marianne, right?
Oh, I go Marianne.
Gun to your head, you'd go Marianne?
Yep.
Okay, so here I'm going to show you. This is Tifa from the new Final Fantasy VII.
Okay. Game,
Tim. I hit the play button. You'll notice it's not moving.
It's not moving because so many people are watching it at the same time and slowing down YouTube?
I guess so, yeah. So, okay, here we go. I think this is the scene where we get the... No, what the fuck? Can we just get to her tits already? Fucking shit. Oh, here we go. All right, so Cloud comes to the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck, dude? Hey, YouTube, upgrade your fucking servers, dude. Look
I'm telling
at this.
You, there's so many fucking See geeks wheel? In the fucking basement watching this.
This is wheel spin. I mean, you can get kind of a look here. At the boobs and what's going on. Yeah, this is all. Look at that, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those titties on her. That is fantastic.
It's a computer.
Tim, you wouldn't bang a computer?
I mean, I don't have the money for the Apple VR set yet, so I can't actually say 100%. If Apple wants to send me one, I'll see if I get headaches or start blacking out.
Yeah, you wouldn't download a pussy. Why would you steal Metallica? Like, I don't know, because it's music?
I don't know. I mean, look, everybody's got their thing, whatever, but I just never got this guys who are into anime and shit, like, jerking off to a fucking Final Fantasy game.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's porn now, people. You can go on the internet and look at real people.
Yeah, or you could just get a robot and you could hide it in a laundry cart.
Yes. No, look, I can understand. Look, I'm sure there's plenty of Japanese cosplay fucking porn where there's chicks dressed up like that girl on the beach, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, I don't know, watching a fucking video game on it, but whatever.
Well, it's the thing is, it's not porn. It's just the video game. Right. That's not porn. That's part of it. But what's remarkable to me is like Final Fantasy, you think of it as like a marquee product, right? It's like for video games, it's like a Star Wars or Game of Thrones even, right? It's a big thing. You don't think of it like Dead or Alive, like those
They haven't made a Dead or Alive movie, a game. Didn't they have like volleyball also for Dead or Alive?
Beach volleyball. Yeah, the last one I'm familiar with was just a VR game where you could just sneak around and creep on the ladies.
All right.
My
generation, we had Custard Revenge and a couple of other those fucking porn games for the Atari 2600. So,
you think anybody beat off to Custard's Revenge? How could you?
Well, Michael, you got to use more of your imagination, right? It was like growing up and finding a Playboy or Penthouse magazine when you were a kid back in the day versus now just going on Pornhub or X-Hamster and that's it, seeing anything that you want. 1, 2, 3.
Right. So, but with Custer's Revenge, it would have to be almost entirely imagination, not just a little sprinkled in there, because it's just like a stick rubbing into a stick.
No, one's got an extra pixel on it.
Oh, yeah, that's the nipple. Forgot about that. So, Tim, buddy, what have you been consuming this week?
Again, not too much. Just rewatch, like almost halfway done, I rewatched a 30 Rock, which in season 5, still holding up, hasn't really dropped off in quality, which for a comedy, usually it's season 5, season 6 is usually when it starts to go downhill. Nobody's brought a new baby onto the show or anything like that, so that's good.
Yeah.
But that's really about it. Nothing else too much, yeah.
Nice. I've been, we've been watching Chopped, old episodes of Chopped. While we're having dinner, which that's always a risky, like a gamble, watching a cooking show while you're eating.
Yeah, because what if there's something better on the TV than what you got on your table?
What if, yeah, exactly. What if like, they make the exact same thing you made and they do something
you're
way better?
You're supposed to put the chicken stock in before you put it into the oven. Yeah. Oh,
shit. You know what? I forgot to put the chicken stock in before I put it in the oven. That's
you
a
think
good point.
That show has started as many fights as like the Super Bowl does?
Chopped?
Yeah. It's like you cooked the food wrong.
Probably, yeah.
You've been putting paprika in it this whole time.
Yeah, why are you using smoked paprika? That's overpowering the chicken. Use regular paprika, you idiot.
Everything tastes like a fucking hot dog.
No, I will say this, though. In the more recent seasons of Chopped that we're watching, whoever's doing the sound for it, like the music, has like lost their fucking mind. Because usually, and the way that it worked before, and I'm glad they veered away from it, is that they'd have like, they'd be like introducing the cooks, right? So it'd be like, here's Tyler, he's from New York, and it's just like a bad elevator music version of Sinatra's New York, New York, right? And then it's all like, and here's Carlos from San Diego. And it's just the Mexican hat dance playing in the background.
The reality shows still do that. It's incredible.
Well, they've stopped doing it on Chopped. They just play like weird, trippy, like vaporwave shit that you listen to while you're either studying or high.
No, that's good. It lulls you in to keep watching the show, right?
A little bit, yeah.
That Mexican music, that shit can wake you up quick. And you, what am I watching? And then you change the channel.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
All about keeping your eyes glued to the TV set. Yeah,
it's a good point. Yeah, they got to get their ratings on Hulu. So
they don't even pay attention to the ratings on those fucking streaming services anymore.
No, they just care about subscribers, and since they can't get any more, they just keep jacking the price off and until they figure out the maximum they can charge to still lose the minimum people.
Yeah, that's never. The customers are never going to run out Netflix. Every month, you're going to have 500,000 new people signing up for your service.
Also,
which I now they're serving. They're fucking. They have commercials on the goddamn thing. You got to pay extra for HDR. Adobe Atmos. What the fuck, Jesus Christ, man? That's
well. Not only that, Tim, but some of the movies are locked.
Oh yes, that's right. If you don't have like the ultimate tier, you can't watch any new movies. Which you know what, Netflix, that's bullshit because you don't get new movies. You get maybe 2 new movies a fucking year. The rest of that shit for the last 8 years on Netflix has been all self-produced shit that they're doing in-house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you'd be better off just going to patreon.com/bloodybits and subscribing to the Patreon, getting access to the blood bank.
Try calling up Netflix and going, hey, I saw this movie with Charles Bronson called Red Sun. Can you get it on the blood bank so I can watch it?
Yeah, they'd be like, who the fuck are you? That was an aggressive act contacting us. Then all of a sudden, you're dead. So, Tim.
Yes.
I got to ask you, buddy, Evolver 95. Have you ever seen this before?
Nope.
Have you ever heard of it before?
Nope.
Good.
Nope. And somebody, I won't say I'm like a super fan, but I thought I pretty much knew everything that William H. Macy had done. But I was wrong.
He's the best part of this fucking movie, too. That's what's sad.
What's great about it is he starts off where you're like, yeah, that kind of sounds like him a little bit. And at the end of the movie, you're like, he's just doing his own voice at this point. He's just like,
fuck it.
Yeah. It's like, I'm never going to be famous and nobody's ever going to watch this movie. So,
because, Tim, every robot evolves into William H. Macy eventually.
True.
So, yeah. Evolves to either him in The Cooler or him as the Shoveler in Mystery Men, you know.
Cooler's a great movie.
Cooler's a fantastic movie. But it's not starring William H. Macy, Tim. Yes. This is one, by the way, I watched. I put this in this category of, like, We need to have a rating system. Now that we've been doing this for 3 years, we should have a rating system.
Well, that's a good time to start.
Yeah, yeah. So I was thinking about this like while I was just doing dishes or something earlier. I don't remember. But so I was thinking about like, okay, you got your movie that's good to put on like at a party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you don't like pay a ton of attention to it. You just kind of tune in and you're like a Mad Max Fury Road, right?
Yeah.
Great movie for a party, but it's also just a good movie in general to pay attention to. So I wouldn't rank it just a party movie, but let's say like Evil Dead, right? Perfect party movie. Or Army of Darkness.
Depending on what kind of party you're having, yeah.
Well, I mean, just saying, like, you know, if you have a lot of, like, a Halloween
party. New Year's Eve
party,
you're going to have Evil Dead 2 on?
Well, you know, I
would. St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's Leprechaun.
Yeah.
So, okay, movie that you don't have to pay a ton of attention to, but it's fun to watch. There is your party movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then I'm going to say there's a category I like to call, like, a hangover movie, right? Which is like Sunday morning, like 11-ish, let's say.
How I got into Law & Order SVU.
There you go. Right.
Yeah.
It's like you're kind of fading in and out of paying attention to it. Your brain can just connect like 30-second to a minute chunks.
That's all you need, yeah.
And yeah. I put Evolver into that category of a good hangover movie.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a basic plot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, you don't really have to pay attention to it to know what's going on and what's going to happen.
As a matter of fact, I'd say the movie's better if you don't really pay a lot of attention to it. Because there's a lot of problems.
I don't think you can, except for the opening scene with that group of fucking people in the arcade.
That's
there's
so
really
good.
Not much to pay attention to.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fair.
The cornflake box that they keep showing every time they're in the kitchen.
The shower scene. Both of them.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
Yeah. I can say you can pay some attention to that. And then, so I'm going to say, like, okay, so you've got, like, a party movie, a hangover movie, a good movie, and a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the four categories that I would put
into. So this is
going to
be in the hangover part?
I'm going to give this a hangover movie recommend. So you don't have to
watch
it.
Yeah, it's not bad enough to be bad.
But it's also not bad enough to be good because it's so bad. But it's also not good enough to be good. It's
and that's why we're covering it, folks, because that's the kind of movies you want to hear us talk about.
Well, okay, but I think this one's going to foster some conversation, because I've got a lot of fucking questions about this goddamn movie, Tim. And I think you uniquely are qualified to answer them.
Because I'm old. Go ahead.
No, because you have a mind for business, right?
Okay, yeah, well, risky business, let's say.
You have a mind for the riskiest of businesses, prostitution. So this was written and directed by Mark Rossman. He also wrote House on Sorority Row back long ass
time
ago.
That's the 80s, right?
Yeah, like 87, wasn't it?
Yeah, sounds like,
82, god damn. I was
Holy
wrong on
fuck.
That. You wrote that. Then he wrote The Invader. Which, Tim, I'm going to read the description of The Invader for you. That was in 97. This is what the official description on Internet Movie Database says. I want you to tell me if you can parse this, okay? Good alien from a dying race must impregnate an Earth woman to avoid extinction of his race. Bad alien, whose race helped wipe out good alien race, doesn't want to see this happen.
That sounds like Abraxas.
Doesn't it?
It does,
right? It also sounds like it was either written by a child, somebody who's trying to explain something to a child, or Evolver.
Yeah, usually you don't get that good alien, bad alien precursive telling what's going on in the movie, but maybe that review was written by AI.
No, this was, you know what, it might have been. Well, there you go, Evolver, he's AI, so.
Yeah, he evolved.
He certainly did. Yeah, I gotta see this fucking movie. So, written by this guy, written and directed by this guy. So this is 100% what he wanted this movie to be. All him. Starring Ethan Embry, who plays Kyle. He had a little bit of a career there for a minute, right?
Yeah, Ethan Embry. Recognize them, yeah.
He was Russ from Vegas Vacation.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah. Mm. One of my favorite running gags with the vacation movies is them changing the actors.
Just switching out the
ages.
Kids, yeah.
Just in the ages, just going backward in time. And
if only they did that with Chevy Chase. I'd like those movies much better. Just put them in the first one and that's it.
He's good in Christmas Vacation.
Mm. Not a very big Chevy Chase fan, never was.
No, he seems like he's kind of a dick bag anyway. So.
Before I knew he was a dick and shit like that, I just never thought he was that funny.
Yeah, that's a good point. What do you think was the funniest for him movie? Caddyshack?
You see, I think he got lucky. Because Caddyshack is a good example, because he got lucky on Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live hit it big, and he was kind of like, he became the biggest one because he did the news. So he was on every single week for like a 6 or 7 minute sketch thing and everything like that, more than anybody else. And he was like kind of the face. And he left that show like, what, after the first year?
Yeah, yeah.
So he left while it was peaking. And then, yeah, I think the next thing that he did that was Caddyshack, where he's part of an ensemble, and he's not part of the whole
movie.
That's
true, yeah. Yeah, he does really fit best with an ensemble cast, or just having him like as like a kind of a cameo kind of thing. Like, he was fun in Dirty Work as the doctor, you know? But, yeah.
Just go watch Modern Problems with him, where he's driving down the highway, and he runs over a radioactive truck or something like that, and he gets psychic powers. Yeah. Imagine what that movie's
like. Yeah. No, I don't think he's got the chops to pull that one off.
But he's also been in kind of decent movies. What the fuck was that thing that he did with Goldie Hawn? Foul Play?
Was that it?
I think that's
Foul
what it was called.
Foul Play. That sounds familiar.
Somebody's head is exploding right now.
Yeah, somebody's. Chef Robbie's head just exploded. So then we've got Cassidy Ray, who plays the girl that Kyle, the main character, might fuck one day.
Are you sure? Because I don't know. Because I think he's doing everything that he can not to fuck her.
Tim, if I gave you $5 right now, could you name that character?
Who, the main guy?
No. Kyle's the main guy, right?
Yeah.
He has a love interest. The girl that he bumps into at the arcade follows him throughout the movie. What's her name?
I have no idea. I know. All I know is his friend is Zach, right?
Yeah, yeah. We know Zach's name.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they
is her name?
Mention her name in the movie.
Yeah, because she just shows up at the arcade, then she shows up at his house.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they ever
mentioned
her name.
We only know her as enemy number four. Is that her name? Enemy number four?
No, apparently it's Jamie.
No, they never say the word Jamie in this movie.
They never said that word. Guaranteed.
No.
The most pointless fucking character to add to this, by the way. So then you've got Chance Quinn, who plays Zach. And Zach is fucking fantastic in this movie.
He's my guy. When I saw this, I was man, if I was in a movie, this would be me.
Yeah, 1995. His name is Zach. He's a teenager. That's all you need to know about him.
He dresses like he came from New York, right?
He does.
He's dressing
he's
like a young soprano.
He's got young Yobo sensibilities for business, right? He just plays basically either a bully or an asshole kid in every 90s sitcom. He was in Family Matters. He was in Blossom. He was in fucking The Wonder Years. All of that shit, dude.
Yeah, I could say, yeah, he's the cousin who came from out of town who causes trouble while he's there.
Yep. Yep.
He's the one who busted Blossom's cherry and then left, went back home to Brooklyn.
He deflowered Blossom.
Mm-hmm. A very special episode of Blossom.
Very special. Mm. And then I thought it was a weird choice that they just showed it to, like penis in vagina in frame. Weird choice to go with for network
Sunday
television.
Night. Yeah,
fair. Mm-hmm. That is fair. So then you've got John Delancey, who plays Russell Bennett. He's our big bad guy, sort of, in this.
The scientist guy, right?
Yep. And of course, he played Q in Star Trek, and he's a 2-time Bloody Buddy. Now with Crank High Voltage and Arcade.
Wait, he was in Arcade?
Yes.
Because I was like watching this movie. I was like, this movie's just like fucking arcade. It's almost the same goddamn thing with the video game, the VR, and all that other stuff. This is done much better, but.
I think he still had the science nerd outfit from arcade. So they're like, hey, man, you want to come over here real quick?
He looks like a science nerd no matter what. Yeah.
We got $500 for you, and you can keep some of the ball bearings.
No, I just remember watching this movie and thinking, this. I know it's made for a directed DVD, right? It wasn't like even considered to be in the movies. It was like, this is a TV movie that went direct to DVD because all the people who are in this, these are all TV actors. None of them are movie 100%. Stars. 100%. Not even movie stars, but all of them are like TV shows, soap operas, stuff like that. And usually back then, that was way before NYPD Blue, where David Caruso broke the mold.
Mm-hmm.
But then he ended up coming back anyway because you're such a fucking asshole and not that great of an actor.
True.
That usually you on TV or you were in the movies, not both.
That's one of my favorite South Park jokes too. When Stan's little brother Ike is on the building and they're like, Ike, you have to jump, you have to jump. And he's like, no, I'm scared. And he says, Ike, do your impression of David Caruso's career. And Ike says, it's my turn. And then he jumps off the building. Oh, man, they used to be funny. But yeah, so then you've got Paul Dooley, who plays Jerry. He's the CEO of the big evil company. Noted character actor. He's been in a million fucking things. So probably most notably, at least according to Internet Movie Database, he was Wimpy in that shitty Popeye movie with Robin Williams.
Wow. That's a blast from the past. Yeah, Robin Altman musical, yeah.
When's the last time you fucking thought about that shit?
Pretty much I can tell you, going into Times Square in the movie theater district, and they had, like I said, they used to have the old-fashioned, that might have been the last one I saw this on, where they had like a little TV set up outside showing like a trailer over again, and it was Popeye, I remember it.
That makes sense. Yeah, shit. So yeah, he was in that, and then, like you said, TV, he was in fucking Dream On, Grace Under Fire, Deep Space Nine. I mean, just a big-time character actor. Yeah, I think he had over 200.
That's right, he was the boss on Grace Under Fire.
Yes, yeah. I think he had over 200 credits I saw. It was ridiculous, man.
Dude's got some money.
Then maybe doing the heaviest of the lifting in this. Two characters. Number one, I'm going to say Cindy Pickett, who plays the mom. Now, what's the mom's name, Tim?
Mom?
There you go. Again, they don't tend to name the female characters in this movie.
What's a sister's name?
Sister. The mom's name was Melanie.
They never said that name.
And
no, sister's... because the only thing Zach says, he does a Wally Beaver thing. And he's like, oh, you look very nice. But he says Mrs. whatever her name is. He's not saying Mrs. you look Baxter. Very nice. Yeah, Mrs. Yeah. Baxter.
Yeah, and the sister's name was Allie, which I think they do say.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got. She was on the Ben Stiller show, by the way, the sister. Speaking of blast from the past, Tim.
Yeah, I remember that show. She could have been on it like a skit for like 2 seconds when she was a kid.
Exactly.
Put it on the credits.
Cindy Pickett plays the mom. That was, of course, the mom in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I think she's just cast as the mom. Like, if you need a mom, you just cast Cindy Pickett.
She's serviceable.
Yeah. Yeah, passable. You're like, I see that as being a mom. Not a MILF, but definitely a mom. Right.
Kind of a little bit of a horny mom in this show.
A little
show.
Bit, yeah. A little little hot to trot mom.
Going out all
there.
The time. Yeah.
Doesn't know how to cook. Leaves that up to the 8-year-old. That's fun.
Your friend feels comfortable hitting on your mom and complimenting her how good she looks as she's going out to meet some guy saying she's going to be home late. Don't stay up.
Yeah. Exactly. She was that mom. Right. And then finally, William H. Macy is the voice of the Evolver. You cannot make this shit up. William, 100% charisma, H. Macy.
What was he doing at this time when this movie came out? Was he William H. Macy?
No, he's not even credited in the fucking movie, dude. Like
the one that I saw, they had him at the credits at the end.
Oh, really?
I think
If you go on Internet Movie Database, I maybe it was a first release thing or something. I don't know. But yeah, they say he was uncredited
So yeah, so but he wasn't William H. Macy at this time.
I don't think so, because he didn't really pop off until like, shit. What was the first thing you remember where you're like, oh shit, this guy?
Fargo.
Yeah, maybe, right?
And then I think after Fargo, then I backtracked and saw some of the stuff he did before that, and then pretty much everything afterwards, but
yeah. So right. Again, I got him like uncredited in a bunch of shit before this. Like, he was in War Games as like a NORAD officer. He was in
He's got that face. Yeah, that worried look about whether or not Tic-Tac-Toe is going to blow up the whole world. Yeah.
He was a DA in 3 episodes of Spencer for Hire.
Jesus Christ, that's an old fucking show.
Not a lot going on there, Tim. Mm. I think, yeah, not a lot. He was in 1 episode of L.A. Law, Searching for Bobby Fischer, I guess.
That's a movie. All right.
Benny and June. There you go.
That's another movie. So he made his jump from the TVs to the movies, yeah. And he never looked back. Yeah.
And then headed over and did Evolver, where he broke out the voice of the robot.
He was able to phone this shit in. This is a great gig. What are you talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it probably was an easy gig. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, he was actually in the robot doing all the stunt work and all that stuff. So,
no, can we just pause for a second and talk about how shitty the robot is, by the way?
That they literally have to carry this robot. There's always has to be 2 people in shots with this robot whenever they pick up the robot to move it.
Because it's on like shitty roller skates. It looks so bad, dude.
I have written down so bad. My third note is, oh, wait, it tips over? End of movie.
Yeah, the movie's over.
This thing got turtled.
Yeah, it's so... oh, my God. I have so many questions just about the logistics of the robot. The company. So many questions about the fucking company's plan. Anyhow, we open on this, like, green wireframe CGI. And it kind of looks like Little Mac in the arcade version of Punch-Out. Just doing all the credits and everything. That's fun. Then we opening scene, Tim. And like you said, I think what they did was they just like went outside of where they were recording. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, extras, we need all of you.
And you have to bring your own clothes. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's doing wardrobe? What do you got?
Yo, there's a fucking guy who looks like he's one of those people who do the fucking statues on the sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah.
With the silver fucking hat on, with the studs coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. I think
like I said, the Boy George impersonator with the fucking 8-foot mohawk.
Yep, 8-foot mohawk, Boy George impersonator.
There's a construction guy in the back. There's a rabbi on the other side.
Chrome dome. I saw you had a shaved head guy from Mad Max.
Pinhead. Yay.
Yeah, Pinhead was in there. I believe Spuds McKenzie was in there. And I think Yahoo Sirius I saw was attending the bar. It was just fucking bonkers.
I don't understand, because video games have never been that cool to bring that kind of a crowd together to watch somebody play a video game like this.
It looked like the 1994 Royal Rumble when they had all of, back when wrestling, everybody was like, he's an Indian, he's a clown, he's a police officer.
Oh, no, it's like a sumo background guy. Screen in Street Fighter with all the different people in the crowd watching the fights.
Yay! Yay!
There's just no way. Maybe you get all the guys who dress up like Pinhead together to watch a video game, but not with the football jock.
Yeah, that guy's
the football
not in
jock
there.
Who bets at $20. What the fuck is he the doing bully. Hanging out watching this? Yeah.
By the way, I do not recognize that actor that played the fucking bully in here. Did you know? His character's name was Dwight, and I recognize it because they actually said his fucking name.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude's been in a bit of shit. So it's this guy, Tim Griffin. He's been in about 100 fucking movies. But he was in like the Bourne Supremacy. He was in fucking like 4 episodes of True Detective. Like he's done some shit.
So he's up there with William H. Macy.
He's done a fair amount of television, but he's done fucking movies too.
Okay.
And
I didn't recognize him at all. I didn't look. I wasn't watching the movie. Like, oh, I know that guy, but
I was too busy trying to see if I could see his cock in the shower scene. And I got to tell you,
we go,
yes.
Yeah, we go from Operation Snatch Snatch to Ass Ass right quick, don't we?
Operation Snatch Snatch. By the way, as tight as that dude was clenching his ass, too, in the shower, it was fucking funny.
It's your shot, man. Come on, what are you going to do? You got to flex.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You got to give it 100%. That's acting, baby. So our hero is playing this Evolver VR game, which
I have
is
no idea how it works. What's because at some point he sees himself in third person from God's
yeah.
view.
Well, at first it's like he's in a house of mirrors, I guess,
like a kaleidoscope type thing. Yes, and then mm-hmm, he shoots mm-hmm. a robot.
By the way, did
he
you
falls down a hole?
Did you predict a Chekhov's kaleidoscope?
What's a kaleidoscope in the back in the end of the movie?
That was what the laser gun was going through to create the weird array around.
Oh my
the mother.
Fucking god!
You didn't
like we
that?
Used it. We used it for the computer graphics. We hooked yeah. the camera up to a kaleidoscope. We just started spinning it around.
And,
I did yeah. not know what that was. What it was. I just saw the gun thing going through something and spreading it out. But
yeah,
okay.
yeah, that was the kaleidoscope.
Hats off, movie. Hats off. You know,
yeah.
I gave you half a star for that. Just that That's callback.
An extra half a star for that one. So yeah, he's fucking playing this game, and I need to know more about this arcade because all it looks like is one of Dexter's kill rooms because it's yep. got like the plastic mm-hmm. matting you have to walk through, and then
some
all
neon.
That's in there is neon, yes,
mm-hmm.
and two VR machines. And that's it. This is
where do you put the money?
There's
who's
nowhere
cleaning
to
those
put the
headsets.
Money. No
who's
one
making
works
sure
there.
That somebody isn't getting pissed off and smashing that probably at that time $30,000 fucking headset for VR.
Yeah, no one works there. We've never seen somebody works there. I swear to God, this is where he trained Job in Lawnmower Man.
Maybe this is like some truck that the company just set up and like goes from town to town, like Last Starfighter
style,
to
yeah,
try to find the
yeah,
best
yeah,
player
yeah.
who's going to win this contest.
Well, that's what they're doing.
A $3.5 million robot to play with as a toy.
Okay, okay. Again, I said we got to get to this business model because I'm so fucking confused by how this works. So apparently all of these games are linked up and whoever gets the highest score of the game wins a robot. I have so many questions about this now. So that okay, so the VR game itself, like you said, back in 95 probably cost $30,000, right?
Because
I remember they used to have those and they would like tour and take them to malls.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and I played one.
That's what I said. Maybe it's in the back of a truck or something like that, outside of a mall.
Yeah, I played one. It was like $15 to play it, and that was in the 90s.
Jesus
and
Christ!
All it had was this game, like Missile Command, basically, where you were mm-hmm. stationary and you'd look up, and things would fly down at you. Like Missile Command for our listeners was a game back
in
1910
with a trackball.
Yeah, and all it was you just shoot things to make them not hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like, but then the VR, when you see what's in the VR and what he's looking at, they did not have this technology in 95. Nowhere near it.
No.
Doing
this
even
is up there
reflection?
With that Tales from the Crypt game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's up there with Old Digger. Oh, imagine if Old Digger took on Evolver. Yeah. Buddy, whoever wins, we all lose.
We know how AI evolves, so that's not going to be good.
It becomes racist immediately. So he's about to win this game, and then all of a sudden he notices a lady figure in it.
That's just standing there?
And he's like, what? Gets shot by Evolver, and then watches his character melt, right? So now his buddy Zach, who's been out taking money from everybody for bets,
mm-hmm.
which
because
I gotta know what
in between rounds of this is a certain amount of time for taking bets between mm-hmm. going from the first round to the second round and people are betting whether or not he beats the entire round or he chokes and gets killed before. What are the odds? Again, this goes back to like the old thing with Mike on the Grind Bin. Who's holding the ticket stubs on who bet what?
Yeah, exactly. I guess Zach is, right? You fucking trust him?
Well, there's some fucked up math in this thing because later on, Zach says that he lost $200 off of this, right?
I was trying to figure out what kind of odds we were laying down that this dude put $20 down on him to lose and won $200.
But other people were betting.
Yeah.
Did all the people bet the odds are so heavy on his friend beating it? All those people bet for him to win it, and this one bully is the one who bet against the house.
He took the long shot.
But
then But then the thing is, if you're taking bets, you should stagger it out a little bit so that the money from the people that lose pays the people who win, and you take the vig off the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? That's what I was figuring. Everybody was betting on his friend to beat the fourth level.
But we find out that Zach against the house just still owes the guy a few $100. So anyway, yeah, this guy loses. He gets pissed off at the girl and is just like, oh, you fucked it up for me. So whatever. Now we cut to Cyberdyne, I guess, where we've got these eggheads that are like, here's what we're going to do. Whoever wins this contest, we'll give them the robot. Now, how much do you think that robot cost?
Like I said, it has to be at least $3 million. And from start to finish.
Intelligence. That learning evolves. Computer.
And it's also a transformer.
That transforms in the year 1995. Before we even had those shitty robot dogs, Tim.
Not only that, but you know, hats off to this robot. Because there's one point where he's trying to break down a door. And this robot actually turns around and puts his shoulder into it and starts breaking down the door with his shoulder. And I'm like, holy fuck, he is evolving. He learned.
Well, he watched all those movies. That's where he learned. Yeah,
great breakfast fucking TV you have on.
It is great when he's like, you know, I'll cut your throat, motherfucker, to the little girl. That fucking rules. I just need a cussing William H. Macy robot. It's fantastic. So, yeah, okay. So
$3 million. Now,
$3 million robot that you can win in a contest, right? And their goal is to use that to beta test this robot so that they can then release it for consumer purchase by Christmas.
Okay, now, I know we go on sometimes for large tangents on the show, but exactly what... Just how about this? How much money did they invest on creating this VR game? Just for promotion of this contest for somebody to win it to maybe then sell more robots like this at Christmas time.
So they went out and they created a whole ass VR game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Top of the notch VR. $15 a game. Yeah.
Yeah. And the idea is we're going to use this as a loss leader for our robot that we're selling that's going to be $3 million for Christmas. It's the Tickle Me Elmo of 95. Every kid's going to want one.
This is like, even FAO Schwartz doesn't have this fucking toy for Christmas.
You know what I'll bet it is, Tim? I bet we got it backward. They're going to sell the robot at a loss because you're going to have to keep buying all of those little balls that it sucks up and uses.
I was thinking actually they're ahead of their time because they're just getting how much fucking information data mining
that's
in that house. Because when he goes, how much is it going to be recording? All the time, everything.
Oh, so it's almost like an Amazon Alexa product?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. He goes back to his house where we meet the family, right? So his little sister, the 8-year-old, cooking dinner, who's like watching her mom get ready for a date.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, well, don't forget to like bring protection for your date, Mom. I'm just cooking a meatloaf.
Was that a meatloaf? I thought it was a salad.
Well, she cooked it. There was a meatloaf in the oven.
Yeah, right? The meatloaf got burned, it looked like, right?
Right, but the little girl was cooking everything.
Yeah. Great so mom. What a great mom this is.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's like, I gotta go. Just go ahead, 8-year-old, and use the oven in our crazy 90s
Be careful
house.
With that boiling water, yeah.
Yeah. And the amount of pepper the little girl's putting on the salad, too, because it's just the whole scene. Like, wow, man, that's... Look, just put a little on there. Mm-hmm. Let the person put it on themselves, because you can always add. You can't take away.
True. Yep.
Okay. So they hack into Cyberdyne systems. It's actually Cybertronics, but Cyberdyne sounds fun.
Yeah, because the girl fucked him up from getting the high score. So yeah. he's going to be second place now, at best. So now we get more games.
Let me give you a really good example of writing by our buddy Mark Roseman. So they hack into it. He sees he's lost by 50 points. By the way, it's like 3 million something points, and he lost by 50. Yes.
Okay, and later on, I don't know, because this is the home version of the game, they're mm-hmm. scoring, the most he scored when he was champion was 500 points when right. he got to level 3.
Well, the home version's a little different.
Okay, just saying. That's a big drop off of yeah. high score.
Exactly, yeah. So he hacks into it, and his friend Zach is like, oh, this is perfect. All you got to do is change the score, and then you'll be the winner because you hacked in there, right? No. The lead, our hero, is like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. That'd be wrong. Cut to school.
He says it like 2 times. No, that's not the way I want to win, stuff like that. So, and then, yeah, hard cut.
Yeah. No, well, we find out that the guy has some secret program in the robot called Sword. Oh, what does right. that mean? Yeah. We'll find out later. Mm. So, yeah, we go back to school. We go back to school, and Dwight beats the piss out of Zach because he owes him fucking money. So he's like, oh, shit, we got to get out of here. They hop on their shared Vespa, which is a choice.
It looked like the GS scooters from Quadrophenia for me. He just needed like 16 mirrors on each side of it. Yep. Would have been perfectly complete.
It looked like that one vehicle you can get in Grand Theft Auto. What's that called? the Vespa in Grand Theft Auto, Tim? You remember that? What did they call that?
Something like that. It was fucking close.
It was called the Faggio.
Was that what it was called for real?
Yeah.
Because it's Grand Theft Auto, and I can believe it. Yes, all right. Can't wait to see what the new Grand Theft Auto is going to be like.
Yeah, whenever people talk about how good Grand Theft Auto was with their satire of American culture, I love thinking about how they just had a fucking vehicle called the Faggio, and they had a internet cafe that was called Twat.
Oh, that's right, with the at sign. Yes.
Brilliant. Brilliant, biting satire from fucking GTA. So anyhow, yeah, they jump on the Vespa. They get the fuck out of there, go to his house, where we find out he won. Because Cyberdynamics or Tronics or whatever-ix is delivering the robot. And his buddy's like, wait a second, I thought you didn't hack it. Now, this is great story writing. Because instead of showing the kid hacking it and changing the score.
We already see him at the computer, right?
They just have him not do it. And then we just, oh, yeah, no, he actually did it.
Well, I guess the director, writer wants us to believe for 4.5 seconds that this guy's a good guy with morals.
Yeah, that he's not immediately a piece of shit, which he turns into in the next scene.
Well, no, because again, you know, his friend kind of has to drag him into doing this, right?
Fair. Okay. So they unbox this thing, and I think they had dry ice.
Yes. Yeah. What the fuck? I want this box, okay? Because I remember when I was a kid, some of the best things you had was boxes, right?
Mm-hmm. A big-ass box, yeah.
A refrigerator box? You were fucking in heaven for a week or shit like that until the rats ate it all. But this fucking box looks like it's made out of steel with the fucking dry ice coming out of it. A ramp, automatic doors. Man. The money this company is spending on this fucking robot toy. It's a money pit.
On this kid specifically. Yeah. Just the toy for him. That's it. So they give him a little rundown on it. Like you said, Tim, they're like, okay, the way that it works, and I'll try to do my best to describe it, okay? If you could take Conky from Pee-wee's Playhouse, right? Take that, attach a shitty laser tag game to it, and put it on a Roomba. That's Evolver. Now, I got to ask you a question, Tim. Let's say Cybertronics, you hacked in with your buddy Zach and you pretended that you want it. And they're like, all right, we're going to give you your robot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll give you a copy of the VR game with your own VR setup in your house that costs $30,000 instead of $3 million. Which one would you actually take?
Well, that's tricky because my mind already went to how much money could I get by selling this robot to China Russia, something like
that's
that,
right? That's a good point. Yeah, fair, fair.
Because it does have military capabilities, we've got to find out, so.
But as far as like what seems more fun to play with, I'd rather have the VR game.
Well, the only downside to that is it takes a lot of space up, right?
Yeah, that's true. This
you can only play one player. You need to have two if you want to have two players into it. So that's even more space, right?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of electricity.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure fucking Evolver didn't use a lot of electricity.
Yeah, hold on. Is he keeping it? If everything works out, is he supposed to keep this thing forever?
Mm-hmm, it's his.
Just for
free. He won it as a prize. And again, it's only got four levels, which they beat the first level in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the sister beats a level.
Yeah,
she
one
ups it. So.
So we have them. Oh, and then the girl, just Jamie, shows up apropos of nothing. She's just like,
I
hey,
asked
I
around
found out.
Town. Yeah.
I found out where you lived and showed up at your house. Dude, if this was me as a teenage boy, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go up to my room and apologize. You guys play with Evolver.
She is dragging him practically the whole fucking way into
movie.
This boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. To the point
whole
where she's like, you
movie.
Should just ask a real girl out. Do you know any of them?
Don't you like real girls? Because she sees him looking at like internet porn, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, whatever. Real girls? I don't even
know
where you find
would
one.
Be perfectly fine if this was a Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, where that was part of the plot. Where he's avoiding that girl more than he's avoiding Freddy.
Well,
find out later on? No, that wasn't any question at all like that. He was just so fucking stupid. He didn't realize the girl was going up to his fucking room, hanging out with him in the park, doing all this other shit. She might be interested in him.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he does drive a Vespa, and he did have to be talked into the shower trick. But no, this guy.
Not only that, yes, that's right. Even worse, after she finds out about this operation Snatch, she's still cool.
She's still down the fuck. That's the most down bitch ever, by the way, man. Oh my God.
I mean, come on. I mean, she did come from Ohio. She's got divorced parents, so that's accounting for something. But still.
Oh, yeah, that's a throwaway character development because after they're done playing, so they play with Evolver and it has all of the cinematic gravitas of like a Nerf commercial on Nickelodeon, them jumping behind couches and smiling and shooting a dumb laser gun at Evolver. So it scans the whole family like, all right, you're all the opponents or whatever, except for Mom. So they all run around, they're playing, ha ha ha, zapping it with the little laser. And the little girl gets eliminated. It's like, well, you got hit by too many balls, which, by the way, I don't know how he can, like, verify that the ball hit you. If you're, like, in another room or something, you could get a ricochet shot. Who knows? So anyhow, he's like, okay, the little girl's dead, right? She stands up, and she's like, no, I'm not dead. I'm still alive. Ha ha. And Evolver gets fucking pissed. And it's the maddest I've ever heard William H. Macy.
He's like, that's right. Nope. Even when he caught his wife getting banged out in the parking lot of he wasn't that man.
Yeah, cinematic cuck William H. Macy from The Cooler and fucking Boogie Nights. Hey, have you guys seen my wife? Oh, God. That's such a good movie, though, man. God damn. Okay. So, yeah, then the robot gets pissed and just starts firing a shitload of ping pong balls at the little girl. And she's like, I'm mad. I don't want to play anymore. So, whatever. Kyle zaps it. Boom. Done.
Yeah. Level two.
Now it's up to level two, right? Meaning that it gets a neck, right? Because its head raises up.
Yeah. And now a gun comes out, like a rocket launcher comes out of its hand.
Well, yeah, its hand, like, rotates. So now it fires, like... three Nerf darts too, and the little sensor, the little laser sensor,
gets a little closes smaller. Yes.
Some of the little fins on. It. Yeah. Okay. So fair. Right. Level two. Cool. So then it's like, okay, so you want to play now? And Kyle's like, nah, it's game over.
Yeah.
Then it does. It's just a Roomba. It just rolls around and vacuums up the balls. So it's just literally a fucking Roomba. No problem. Well, he takes Evolver up to his room. I don't know how he got him up those fucking stairs.
Yeah, that's right. Nightmare. By himself. That's, dude, that's just got to weigh more than a fucking console TV.
Dude, the batteries in that thing. Can you imagine how heavy a 1995? Because this is before lithium batteries.
Mm.
Right,
your electrical bill from charging that thing up would be fucking through the roof.
Crazy, yeah. So it's probably just got like some big fucking lead acid, like your car batteries in this fucking thing. No wonder it got so fucked when it got tipped over, man.
Well, you gotta save money somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they are operating at a $3.5 million loss right now. So,
well, I don't know. They might not be, because later on we're going to find out this might have been funded by somebody else. So this might be just house money they're playing with, right?
That's fair. Yeah, that's true. Good point. So, okay, no worries. Kyle's like, I'm going to plug into the Evolver and download the source code and see what the hell's going on in it,
dude. Yeah. You didn't sign a fucking NDA. You can't fuck around with that goddamn shit, right?
Well, he certainly voided the warranty, right? So, okay, plugs into it, and he finds Sword. It's like, what the fuck is this, right? Meanwhile, Evolver looks through the kaleidoscope, right? He's like, what's that? Oh, it's a kaleidoscope. Oh, okay. This robot, by the way, never fucking shuts up, never stops asking dumb questions, just constant. I would have returned it day one. This thing would have annoyed me so bad. I would have been like, look, can you guys just give me a cash prize or something? I fucking hate this thing.
And also, don't forget, throughout this whole time, this thing is recording everything going on in this house. So every little tiny squeak, everything.
That's the other fun fact about this is,
these robots should have reported mom to Child Protective Services.
Immediately. It was a mandatory fucking reporter. So we find out, it spits out CDs. That have all of the tracking data of the layout of your house. Or
those
whatever.
Aren't regular size CDs. Those are almost like mini discs, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there were GameCube discs.
Is that what it was? Because I was like, no. How the fuck? Who has a player like that?
Nothing.
How are they going to get this into a computer?
95 would have been like N64 era.
Yeah. It's a weird size. It's bigger than a mini,
tiny.
But not the size of a regular CD.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know they used to make like little gimmicky CDs like that had AOL on it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Teeny ones. Maybe the prop department just went to a Best Buy or a Circuit City. And remember, they used to have the big bins of the CDs in the front where it's like free 500 hours of AOL.
Oh my God! How many landfills are filled with those goddamn CDs?
God only knows. We used to microwave them because it made a cool design on them. Probably fucked up the microwave too.
I was going to say that popcorn must have tasted real funky the next day when you cooked something.
Well, it wasn't my microwave; it was my friend's microwave.
Smart. There you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the old Zach technique. Endeavor in all your criminal behavior at your friend's house or at school, not at home. Don't shit where you eat. Right?
Yep.
So, okay. While this is happening, though, Evolver finds a tray of metal ball bearings. So it's like, oh, okay, well, we'll see where we go with this. So Kyle goes to bed, and Evolver, like, menaces over toward him like he's going to kill him, and then flips out on his weird, like, Kinect tinker toy hand.
Okay, here's the next thing, the note I had. Great design design floor here. Mm-hmm. A metal arm plugging into an electrical socket.
Yeah.
Because it's an arm made out of a Rectoset shit, right?
Yeah. You might as well just plug bare wires into an electrical socket. It's just, because anything bumps that, immediately they're electrocuted. It's catching fire everywhere. It's just ridiculous.
You're getting that fucking burning ozone taste in the back of your mouth while it's fucking just cooking? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's great design, buddy. So, okay. The next morning, it's just sex crime time. Now, Tim, quick question for you. We are to assume that the characters in this movie are currently attending blank school.
High school.
So our fun that we get to participate in with the protagonist is loading a Volver into a towel cart.
That has the bottom cut out and the side panel cut out.
And engaging in what they call Operation Snatch Snatch.
Snatch Snatch.
Which is shoving a Volver into the girls' locker room to make a video recording of their pussies, vaginas, and asses. Which... that's the end. That's the extent of the plan.
No, no, no. I just thought about this right now. Is how did they get the robot to do this?
I have no
clue. This robot is a game, right? It's supposed to be playing laser tag in an apartment. How did they get this robot to get into the cart, go into the girls' locker room? Because I think, doesn't he even say something?
He says snatch, snatch.
I think he says something before that, before the chick pushes him out of the door, right?
Something, yeah.
But yeah, what game mode is he in? Because after he comes out, he goes reverting to game mode, and then he just takes off out of the cart. What mode was he in?
Kyle said told him to go into scanning mode, right?
Oh, so he was counting off the enemies, huh? So if we would have gotten the view, would he seen like a little laser sight going on all the bushes and going target found, target found, target found? Yeah.
No, that's if you could see the user interface in my head. What's happening is to see all the vaginas and just see target found, target found, target found, too fat, target found.
Kids. High school movie, yeah.
In high school, folks, they're just committing a felony, I believe. Okay, no problem.
Yes, and then they're going to be having a more felony when they're going to be hit with distribution of it later on.
Distribution of child porn? Yeah, that's good. It's for selling it specifically, too. That's a bonus. So then my question is, what's the plan when he's done scanning the locker room?
He's just supposed to wheel himself out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that doesn't look weird.
Well, they didn't notice it was weird that the cart just got pushed into the fucking locker room and just started going down the fucking aisle all by itself. With, you could see, obviously, a fucking red thing like it's the fucking card thing from Kit Knight Rider going back and forth. Going snatch, 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 snatch.
Screaming about snatch, snatch. Yeah, and it looks like fucking Hal's eye.
Wait, was it snatch, snatch or snap, snatch?
It was snatch, snatch.
Yeah.
Operation snatch, snatch. Because he already had Operation Snatch programmed into him. So they had to give it like snatch 001, snatch underscore new, snatch underscore
space,
new 2.
Return, yeah.
Return with parentheses in it. No, it's just... It reminds me of like that fucking in a movie like that shitty like Masters of the Universe movie with Dolph Lundgren, where you've just got like people like that walking around in public and nobody says anything.
It's New York, like, baby.
There's just this fucking robot rolling around and everybody's like, yeah, whatever. Like, hey, you know, remember how the cart always walks itself out of the locker room?
Nothing unusual, yeah.
Nothing unusual. So anyhow,
so then maybe that's some form of consent, right? Because then the guy's lawyer could say, look, what a ridiculous fucking concept you're on, all right? If they didn't know what was going on. But then even if they know, it's still illegal. So, yeah, either way, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's the Chewbacca defense. Listen, this doesn't make any goddamn sense. They would have seen this fucking robot in there very clearly. Anybody who was sensible, if they weren't consenting to it, would have kicked them the fuck out. Which
he does
they end
say
up doing.
Snatch, snatch, so he gave them two warnings as to what was going on.
I think snatch snatch is robot for I'm about to start recording you, and if you don't respond or do anything, that is your express consent. Minor. The minor part is where they kind of lost it. That's where they're
besides,
fucked.
Besides, it's a robot. Put him in jail for 50 years. No skin off his nose.
That's true. I guess they'd have to maybe execute it. Don't give it the electric chair.
Yeah.
That will not turn out the way you hope. right? Or gas it. I won't work either. So now the girl that from earlier, Jamie, I guess, that's her name because it says so on the internet.
We'll say so, yeah.
Whatever. Jamie recognizes what's going on there and is like, motherfucker, and then shoves the robot out of there.
No, somebody else shoves the robot out. She's just standing there. Right. She knows what's going on. She doesn't warn anybody. She doesn't say, cover up. There's a fucking pervy robot in the laundry basket. Nothing.
Man, what a down broad, man.
I'm
liking her more and more the more we talk about this movie, too. She is so good at this. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right, though, because the other chick shoves it out there. She's like, what the fuck's this? And bam. Then it's like, switch to game.
She's
mode.
Like, oh, freshman.
Freshman. That's right. Because she thinks a freshman hooked up like an El Camino reflector light to its forehead or something. I don't know what the fuck she's assuming. Anyhow, doesn't matter. Because we had one for the boys, right?
Yeah.
Now a little for the ladies, because we see the bully showering. Mm-hmm. And as I said, bare ass just clenched. Clenched, just you could make a diamond in that man's asshole.
For some reason, reminded me of Richard Gere in American Gigolo.
And yeah, when he turns and he's like toweling up, you can just see the guy's cock.
I wasn't looking at it that hard, but I did notice he had a very weird way of putting on his pants. In a locker room all by himself, right?
Yeah.
He has the towel on. He pulls the pants on almost over the towel.
Right,
and
yeah.
then he pulls the towel off after his pants are all the way
up.
He
does the modesty change. Like if you've ever known a chick that takes her bra off from under her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those kind of moves.
Flash dance, yes.
Yeah, like one of those kind of moves. But with his putting his pants on under his fucking towel.
Yeah, but there's nobody there.
Well, here's a better question, Tim. So he slides the pants up under the towel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he freeballing?
He's got to be freeballing, right?
It's got to be. I didn't see any underwear.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I don't
understand
it. If you're shy, if you don't want to go into a locker room and you're doing that, that's fine. But if there's nobody there, that's when you're freeballing. That's when you're swinging your dick all around.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Now, for some reason, Evolver just goes into this locker room. Not really sure what Evolver's plan is anymore, but whatever.
Yeah, what's Evolver's problem with this guy?
Well, it just identifies him as a player, right? I think what we're supposed to be learning is that Evolver figured out that his regular balls don't work on humans because the little girl didn't pretend that she was dead. So it's like, I have to up the ante here. I got to
testing it out.
Maybe, yeah. So anyhow, it shoots him with one of the regular fucking balls, and the bully dude's pissed at Evolver. He's like, you motherfucker. And then just grabs Evolver and shoves it back. It falls over again. But this time, Tim, much like the title, yeah, he is evolved. He pushes himself up with an arm and then fucking fires off one of those ball bearings at the bully in his eye.
Gets him in the eye at least once. Right?
Once.
At least once he's in the eye, possibly two times.
That second one, we're not sure.
Yes.
The first
but
one,
they fired three
the
times
eye.
At least, because there's a thing, when he first shoots at him, he misses.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he fires four
the
shots.
The second
he
time,
misses,
yeah.
Hits him in the eye, hits him in the leg, then the guy stumbles over the stairs, and he fucking nails him, it looks like, between the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice that the guy's eye was red and bloody. It wasn't missing.
Yeah.
So he still had that eyeball. Knocks him down the stairs. Dude fucking dies falling down the stairs, and Evolver does the kill confirmed, right?
What's the cause of death later on TV for this kid?
Falling down the stairs?
Broken neck is what the newscaster says.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The coroner didn't notice the fucking steel ball in his fucking head.
Yeah, the coroner didn't notice that his fucking orbitals were just shattered. Although, maybe they figured that happened during the fall.
Hmm. Yeah. He fell down the stairs while he was playing marbles.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. So, anyhow, Evolver heads outside. Kyle and Zach see it. They're like, oh, yeah, success. Operation Snatch was a victory. Now we just got to get the fucking disc out of him, man. So, cool. No worries, right? They head off and go back home, where Evolver is watching a hostage situation on television. Right? And then
in the
little
kitchen
girl.
TV.
Yeah, in the kitchen TV. While they're having like breakfast. And the little girl is just like talking shit to Evolver, and Evolver just says, tells the little sister, "I swear I'll cut your fucking throat." And the mom's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, what the fuck's going on here?" Then Evolver asks what the fuck the knife is for. Again, this fucking robot just annoying as shit. And she's like, "Yeah, dumbass, it's for cutting food. Duh." This little girl is such an asshole, man. So he heads outside, anyhow, again, the girl fucking shows up at his house, Jamie, pissed. She's like, "Hey, dickhead, why the fuck did you send your little gross robot into the locker room to record us, you fucking pervert? I thought you were good with just your digital girls or whatever." And he kind of like lets it slip that Zach talked him into it. And she's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, it makes a little bit more sense. I always figured you for gay anyway, because, I mean, look at me. I was in your room and the Vespa and everything." So then she just like picks up a picture off of his shelf. And so she's like, "Oh, you're divorced too." Which is like, if you're trying to get some dick, a real good thing to do is remind a guy that his family fell apart and that he got fucking divorced and hasn't seen his dad in presumably like years. I don't know who knows, right? So she's like, yeah, I'm divorced too. Hey, we should probably experiment with each other sexually because we don't have positive male role models in our life. And then I can end up pregnant at 15 and a stripper at 20. And you can end up a school shooter, which is the path Kyle is absolutely heading down. I mean, first of all, his first name's Kyle. You're already halfway there to being a fucking school shooter if your name's Kyle. Sorry, Kyle, by the way, that listens to the podcast. You're not a school shooter. You're okay. So... Evolver interrupts them. He's like, "Hey, it's time to play again." So another fun-filled fucking shoot fest with Evolver downstairs. And this time he's got some new tricks, though, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
He can output smoke, right?
This is the amount of money that is fucking involved in making this goddamn robot. Where does he get the smoke from? Is he making the smoke himself?
So
did he have a smoke container that he was just waiting?
So, Tim, I used to have a robot toy that smoked.
Okay. How'd you fill
it up? I
don't
know if you... With oil. Let me see if I can actually share my screen.
You're putting oil into a toy and making it smoke.
Yes, Tim. You put, like, cooking oil into this toy robot called Sonic Sam. Let me show you a little video of Sonic Sam here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna see if they're gonna demo the smoke feature. So you put the fucking look
batteries.
At those batteries. Holy shit. And you touch his dick and then he tries to run away from you and tell somebody. I need an adult. No, so this is exactly the one I had as a kid too, by the way. Let's see if they can show the smoke here, because you see how he's got the hole in his mouth that's not only for oral sex, but it's also, here's a, what?
Robot Elixir, okay.
No, that was this guy's YouTube channel. He's not going to show the smoke function. What a
I would imagine
shit.
That's a big fucking selling point of it, right? That it smokes.
It's the only fucking selling point. Anyhow, you put oil in it and then smoke comes out of its mouth. And then they recalled it, of course, because children were dying.
Well, yeah, because I'm imagining they're heating that oil up somehow to get it to smoke. And guess mm-hmm. what happens when you turn the robot over and you spill all of that hot oil out of its mouth or its ass?
Yeah, you know what the smoke point of vegetable oil is, Tim?
Well, vegetable oil is like what? That's like the lowest one. That's
no,
like,
it's pretty
what,
high.
Like 300? 350? 400, okay.
The smoke point of vegetable oil is 400. Avocado oil is like the lowest. It's like 270.
I was
going to
say, yeah, it's no avocado oil. Yeah.
Yeah, avocado oil, you don't. Hey, there's your cooking tip for the show, too, by the way. Now you know the smoke point of cooking oil. So, yeah, you've got a robot wheeling around after you touched its cock, fucking exuding smoke so you can't see right, and it's got 400-degree cooking oil in it.
And it's getting madder and madder every time it gets up to another level.
Well, Evolver, yeah, I'm talking about my toy robot. No. So, he smoke screens, and then they have another fun-filled little, you know, yay, we're all shooting at each other, until Evolver takes shit a little too personal with Kyle. See, for some reason, he's got it out for Kyle, specifically, because he cycles through the rounds in his arm and gets to one of the ball bearings. Thinks he's going to hit Kyle with it, but it's his reflection in the mirror the family is hanging up at the bottom of the stairs.
Staircase. Yeah. So, look, the mom's in a rush going, she needs that mirror because she needs it the last thing before she goes out of the house to try to find somebody. And she needs it when she's bringing that guy, when she's bringing the new uncle back up to the room.
Gotcha.
One last look to make sure she's looking good.
But you don't want to have it at the front door because then that looks desperate. So you just have it by the stairs instead. Yep. And then, yeah, like you said, you can check on the way up the stairs to fuck. You can be like, oh, is everything right? Is my hair still on and stuff? And then, like, yeah, you can go up and fuck. So, yeah, they get into the fight and it fires off a fucking ball bearing, shatters the mirror. The mom's like, oh, great. The robot's destroying the fucking house now. This is great.
But again, she's so disinterested. Your kids are playing around, right? With this million-dollar thing that you had to rearrange furniture for this thing to be able to be mobile around the house and actually play laser tag without just getting stuck in a fucking corner of the kitchen that it can't get out of, right? So this is a big floor plan that you have. Your kid just broke a fucking mirror, Eddie. You're just going to be like, you know, I got other things to do. Just clean that shit up.
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna be like, hey, guys, we'll see you. Be careful, nothing.
Hey, I trust you guys. I've seen your room. You're responsible. That kid's room looks like hell.
It's somebody on the art department just went fucking apeshit crazy with trying to put everything.
It's like one step away from where they lived at the dump in street trash.
Well, I know it's one bad thing. If I'm his girlfriend, then I'm not going to be looking at that. I'm not going to, when I say it, I'm not going to like it, is how right on his bed he has a sign that says no diving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Can't have that. Well, 90s, were people eating a lot of pussy in the 90s?
People eating pussy throughout history, just when people started talking about it.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas brought it to the forefront when he got cancer for eating pussy. So it was then it was like, hey, you know, I ate so much pussy, I still didn't get cancer.
Yeah. If there was a Mount Rushmore of pussy eating, he's definitely the first face you put up there, right?
Yeah, I put him over Warren Beatty. I don't think Warren Beatty eats pussy.
You don't think so?
No. He's so vain, right? The song's about him.
That's true. I thought it was about Dave Coulier.
So. No, that's You Ought to Know. Every generation has its guess which asshole guy I'm talking about song.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's like they were talking on Twitter about how they're going to do a modern remake of American Psycho.
I saw that. Come on, man. Just stop doing this goddamn stupid shit, Hollywood. For fucking real.
It's going to be
$200 million fucking remake of that goddamn movie, I guarantee you.
And it's going to be modernized, was what they said, a modernized remake. So, Tim, it can't still be Huey Lewis in the News, right?
Taylor Swift. So she ain't going to let her music be used for that, right?
So he's going to be explaining to another dude about like the depth and the meaning of Taylor Swift songs. If I knew the title to one, I'd call it out right here for the purposes of comedy. But unfortunately,
I'm just
going to
say "Shake It Off," and I know that's like one of her oldest songs, and that's how I know it. That's it.
Yeah, I don't see it working. I did see somebody suggest Glenn Howerton to play him, the dude from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You wouldn't know.
No, dude, it's going to be fucking Jared Leto. Come on. It's going to be Jared Leto. He was in the original movie, and he's an asshole enough to do that, right? And he's like, hey, this way, actually, I can actually drop a chainsaw on a hooker and say it's for the movie.
That's true. And if he's, yeah, because he's so method, you'd have to actually do that in real life, too. Or do you think they'll bring back Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
From American Psycho 2.
Isn't she still in trouble for defending her rapist friend?
Yeah. By the way, that I think the Church of Scientology has lost a little bit of power, man. They used to be able to just insulate against that shit really well.
Well, they did, for because how long this fucking went on before That's it got fair. On. But there's somebody that I follow on Twitter who basically all they do is stand outside, like, the main recruiting area in Los Angeles and just, like, yells at people. Like, they're just going to take your money. They're going to keep you in there for 3.5 hours and give you a personality test and tell you this and tell you that. And he's still alive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have lost a little bit of their zing.
Yeah. So now Evolver evolves again because Kyle pops him after the ball bearing shot. And now he's just got like a big dick chest laser that you watched this whole movie. What's the best thing he does with that chest laser?
Nothing. He just points it up in the air. You just see it a little bit. It looks like it's drawn on the film.
Exactly. They do literally nothing with it. Cool.
Well, no, because I'm assuming that because he has that, he's able to make that thing with the kaleidoscope later on, right?
No, because he uses one of their laser guns that they use to shoot him, and he runs that through the kaleidoscope.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't think they paid a lot. I think we're paying more attention to the movie than they did, if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
I'm still trying to figure out how, if you have a robot that can do this, how you're trying to sell him as a fucking game and not as a factory worker, right? Just set this guy fucking loose and have him build a house.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if he could build that fucking laser, yeah, he could definitely lay brick.
And if it's going to be nice and level with the laser, right?
Yeah, fucking get about like harvesting crops and shit, dude. He's got the fucking vacuum on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Get to put that fucker to work, man. And it's funny too because like while I was watching this movie, I have a Roomba at my house that was running, and I'm like, yeah, it's just fucking Evolver. Look, you're my subservient bitch. So I went over, I put my nuts on it. Just real quick.
Somebody somewhere knows that you put your nuts on just by the weight difference.
That's true, yeah. In China, they're like, another one of them was watching Evolver and put his nuts on the Roomba.
Call me old-fashioned, but I just really, the little bit last vestige of privacy and like a little bit my own personal space I have, I don't want to give it up to a fucking vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it only runs in our living room and kitchen. So
yeah, but just think of the information that it knows just from that. It knows the layout of your house. It knows what time is okay for it to go out and start cleaning around the house when it's busy. So you tell me, like, dinner time, all of a sudden everybody's at the table, and all of a sudden the fucking Roomba's hitting your feet underneath the table.
No, it's not on a schedule. It's whenever I want it to go, I hit the button and it goes.
Ah, okay. I thought that was like, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, MacBook's going to update later on tonight when everybody's asleep and it's plugged in.
Yeah. I mean, you can schedule it for whatever. I just don't. I never paid attention enough to figure out how to do that. I was like, fuck this, man. I want it to be convenient, but not too convenient.
I just vacuum myself.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do that. So I'm lazy, remember? So, okay. And then we go back to Cyberdyne, where Russell's reviewing the first disc, right? And his boss, the CEO guy, is like, what the fuck is this thing shooting this little girl repeatedly? This is supposed
to be
a toy.
She looks terrified. Yeah, she doesn't look like she's having fun.
But I do like the little twist on it that this time the scientist is the one telling the CEO, no, it'll be fine. We just got to let it keep going. This little girl was just too young. She wasn't supposed to play with it. Usually the shithead CEO is telling the scientists, I don't care. Make it work.
That's true. Yeah, that is a little bit of a different twist on things. Usually either that or like they're both in on it where it's like, you know, I hired you away from the CIA right before they were going to fucking can your ass. We got to make this work. I'm leveraged up the ass. I put all our money into R&D. You convinced me to give it to some fucking asshole kid and his fucking divorcee mom running out giving it away.
Right, yeah, like a real life CEO. I don't care how many fucking lives we have to ruin. We need to turn a profit. Right.
And he doesn't even know because, dude, you got to make a big deal out of delivering this fucking robot to this family, right? There's just the fucking one camera there that's from the company.
Oh,
the
yeah, I know.
How is that not a fucking big deal?
If this robot existed in 1995, it would be the only thing everybody talked about forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you kidding me?
Dude, this should put 2XL to shame. Chef Rob is going to know that toy.
Yeah, this thing's fucking ridiculous. So anyway, next day, Kyle and Jamie go back to school because Jamie wants to go into the boys' locker room to investigate. So he's like,
builds a fucking wall up against a guy there. He's like, you can't go in there. He's freaking out that she's going to go into the men's locker room. Yeah,
it's like, bitch, you shoved a robot in to see my vagina, so don't get to talk.
No. She just came from Ohio, right? So you don't want her getting exposed to all the big dicks out in L.A., right?
Oh, okay.
He's playing the long game because he's like, when I finally do make my move, I don't want to be going, oh, that's fucking small.
That's true. Did you know that statistically the people in Cleveland have the smallest dicks in America? Statistically speaking.
I think they're more growers instead of showers, right?
Yeah, that's what they always say. Yeah, some are growers, some are showers. Mine's a thinker.
Well, I always thought if you say that to a chick and she stays around to show her that it's actually a grower, by that time you're in, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, you're already fucking at that point. Who cares? Is he going to say no now?
I didn't say it was going to stop growing. Give me another 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, listen, it's a marathon, not a sprint, okay? I mean, I know I'm done in the time of a sprint, but it's a marathon.
Time is relative, right? So
that's true, yeah. It is a round, the flat circle or whatever, Matthew
Something
Lillard.
Something like that, like the Earth,
Matthew McConaughey said, yeah. It's a flat circle like the Earth. So, okay, they go in there, and she sees a big ball-bearing-shaped dent in the locker. And she's like, hey, I wonder what this is. And he's like, that could be anything.
Mm-hmm. Was it there yesterday? Did the police notice it?
Yeah. So back home, Evolver has ripped open the fuse box to their house and stuffed his hand in it.
He's juicing up. That's what he was. Because at first I was like, what the fuck is going on? And because there's a point where he is juicing up in the room. Mm-hmm. And the kid says, are you full yet? And he goes, no. And he goes, no, you've had enough electricity for one night anyway. And shuts
him
off.
How does he know? How does he know when he's had enough electricity? There's no charge indicator. And
are you
going
to trust the robot to tell you when he's had enough electricity? That's fair. Electricity. I know what Bender does with that shit.
That is fair, Tim. But why does he care? Mm-hmm. Is he paying
because that mom is going to go fucking crazy when she sees bill. She ain't going to be able to go out and buy no more push-up bras for the next 2 weeks.
It's just, the bill is $200,000 the first fucking week they have Evolver there. Mm-hmm. Oh my fucking god, man. Then you'd have to sell the fucking thing to China. So he's charging up, right? And then our buddy Zach breaks in. And he's like, I'm going to get that fucking disc out of Evolver so I can get the pictures of the women and make some money. Drags Evolver to his house to
See,
do
this.
This is
where I diverge because I'm smarter than this. Yeah. I bring the tools to the robot. Right?
Exactly.
Instead of dressing this thing up in a fucking coat, putting it in my fucking convertible, driving into my house, pulling that fucking thing that weighs at least 400 fucking pounds out of my goddamn car, getting it up to my goddamn room. Pulling the thing out with a pair of pliers, it turns out, which is going to fuck that disc up.
Oh, that disc was wrecked, dude. Yeah. It was because it was 80% damaged when the guy fucking scanned it, remember?
Plus, it also doesn't make any sense because the very first night that they have that robot, at the end of the night, he goes, disc full. And he goes, that quick? So now we have from when he put that first took that first disc out over all night, going to the next day, Operation Snatch. And he still hasn't filled up his disc on that with all the snatches?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because, I mean, you could say the first disc was probably filled up by mapping their entire house. That probably took up a lot of data.
Yeah,
so
day two,
he doesn't have to map the house. But he had to map the fucking locker room, all the different
He's
kinds
of labias.
He's
mapping snatches, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them got full bushes. Some of them... I'm sorry. It's a high school fucking thing. So.
Yeah, Tim. Tell me more about the naked high school girls. He had to go through the entire gamut of nipple colors. He has this, like, little...
The first thing he downloaded was, what's the age of consent in this state?
Wait a minute, I didn't know Evolver was a libertarian. Oh man. All of a sudden he's voting Republican. You're like, I don't know about Evolver anymore.
It's funny how those libertarians end up voting Republican when push comes to shove, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because they're certainly for freedom. So, fucking, okay. So he grabs the disc out with the fucking the needle nose pliers and just fucks it up, right?
And then, he's touching it too with his fucking greasy fingers.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's fingering it, he's fucking it all up. He gets on the phone with his like hookup guy. He's like, yeah, listen, Spoolie, I got the shit. You can print out the pictures. We're gonna charge $20 a pop for the print pictures. Just no, sex crimes.
He is smart enough not to mention prices over the phone.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to mention money over the phone. You talk is business.
It less person. Legal if you give it away than if you charge people for it, right? There's got to be some little technicality there. Because otherwise, he would be talking prices over the phone. Like, how much you give me for the CD? What are the rights on it? When is Girls Gone Wild going to pick it up?
Yeah, yeah, because you got production, but he was getting into distribution. So, yeah, that's a good point, Tim.
I got a quick question. Go on eBay, Andy, real quick, and see how much a videotape of Girls Gone Wild Volume 7 is going for.
Volume 7?
They were going for a long time, so.
Is that
a collector's edition? It's got to be a collector's edition, right? There's got to be. Somebody's going to, like, the AVN fucking convention, and somebody's got a booth up with all the fucking VHS porn.
Girls Gone Wild Volume 7 does not show up in eBay searches.
Oh, okay.
You know what I think it is? I don't think they can sell Girls Gone Wild on eBay.
Yeah, it's eBay. Yeah, that's right. They can only sell pill machines.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, though, Tim. Holy, what the fuck is that?
It's a Girl Gone Wild.
I
Jojo Binks Gone Wild.
I found a Girls Gone Wild hat on eBay.
Oh, my God. What had to be done to get that hat? I don't even want to think about it.
You had to go extra wild. Mm-hmm. So you see there's a little patch in the left corner that just says Girls Gone Wild.
That's a chick's hat, too. How much is it? Okay,
$15. And it's from Orlando, Florida, so that tracks.
So but Tim, it just continues on with just being cheap all the way through to the end.
Can you identify what's happening on the front of this?
The fuck?
Yeah, I have no clue what this is supposed to be. It looks like a butterfly patch, I guess.
Is that supposed to be like a tree with like
palm trees?
Either
I guess.
Two-tone tongue coming out, licking a jellyfish? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, you got me.
There's patches on the hat, man. What did she have to do to get those patches, man?
I was going to say this might just be like a homemade Girls Gone Wild hat, but one, who? And number two, there's a tag in it that says Girls Gone Wild. I might have to get this hat.
Made in
Tim.
Vagina.
Yeah, made in vagina. Oh, man. No, a better one, Tim, is you should look up this video game called The Guy Game and buy a copy of that.
I can only imagine.
So the Guy Game, they can't legally sell anymore because it was Girls Gone Wild in a trivia game where if the girls answered the questions wrong or whatever, they flashed the screen. And a couple of them were underage. And
Yeah, you know what you're going to tell me? That out of all those fucking Girl Gone Wild videos and commercials, there isn't at least one fucking underage chick in that goddamn shoot.
I mean, half of them probably. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure that guy really checked their ID.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was looking for the...
You're 32 years old? Okay, we can let you in, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think he was looking for their vaginas, not their IDs. So then Evolver kills the friend Zach by fucking dropping a car on him that's jacked
up. But does he kill him?
No, he doesn't. He just crushes him, and we see the little finger twitch. And again, I just ask, why didn't we kill him?
Well, yeah, because he does have a fucking hatchet, right? At one point. Fucking, mm-hmm, yeah. At least cut the hand off. Make him bleed to death.
I like when he picked up the little, like, circular saw blade, and then he spun around in circles like he was doing a discus throw at the Olympics.
Yeah,
he was
building up the speed on that shit, yeah.
And then wings it, and it gets, like, stuck in a board.
Again, the police department, I know, all right, it's a stupid-ass fucking movie, but whatever. The police department didn't realize what's going on in the fucking... This is Super Troopers with a fucking
this
robot.
This is Super Troopers with robots,
they didn't notice
yeah.
what's going on in the robot. The guy's got the fucking ball bearing in his leg and his head. He broke his neck falling down a flight of stairs, so it's an accident. There's mm-hmm. a fucking circular sword embedded halfway into a fucking wall.
They're like, nobody could throw this circular saw into the wall. You'd have to have the strength of like a... Fuck, I don't know, like a $2 million AI-powered evolving war robot to do this.
Well, no, because a robot, maybe that's in level one. There's no way they could do it. That's but there's true. No robot that's got to level two yet, so this is impossible.
Yeah, if you got a robot at level... this, no, he's at level three now, right? Because they beat him in the first match, right?
No, because... Oh, yeah, that's right, because he says... Oh, again, it's a stupid fucking game. In level three... The mm-hmm. fucking, the guy, the main guy, whatever the fuck his name is, Gil, who the fuck knows, he Kyle. Wins, and all of a sudden, champion, 500 points.
Yeah.
Now going to level four, the final match. What the fuck? He's already the champion.
Right. Well, yeah, but level four, though, he also narrows it down, so it's supposed to only be Kyle that he's playing against, but he kills more people at level four than any other level.
Well, yeah, because now he's just got to get to Kyle, or Gil, yeah. whatever his name is.
Gil, yeah.
I don't know why I got Gil.
Probably you were thinking about the schlubby guy from The Simpsons. You know, the shitty lawyer guy. Not the shady lawyer, the other one. Oh, jeez, yeah, what am
Lemmon.
I doing
yeah,
here?
Jack Lemmon.
The Jack Lemmon, exactly. Yeah, yeah. How many voice actors are just doing impressions and people don't know? You know?
I'll take that over what most voice actors are today, where it's just Chris Evans doing Chris Evans.
It's just their voice, yeah.
Just Seth Rogen being Seth Rogen.
Like, what was it? Billy West, when he was doing Ren and mm-hmm. Stimpy. What was it? Stimpy was just Larry Fine, I think, from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Chef Robbie will understand that reference. Not the Ren and Stimpy, but the Three Stooges reference. Yeah. Oh, man. So, okay. So then now Evolver's just like, I'm going to go swing by the VR arcade real quick for absolutely no reason.
He's going home.
Where there are two, but that's not home. Home would be Cyberdyne or the house. Not
that's
the VR
true.
Place.
That's true,
he's
because he does
been.
Say tracking home.
Yeah, but he's never been to the VR
that's
place.
Right.
How the fuck would he even know where
he
it's
has
at?
Been there because he's the robot VR has been the robot VR game has been put into him. They're one and the same.
Oh,
now.
Okay. So yeah, they're using the VR game to try. Okay. You know what, Tim? I'll give you that.
Okay. Now let's get to the two patrons.
We bump
in this
into Tim Yobo playing on the VR game. These dudes high as shit.
Smoking the fucking joint right there on the fucking VR machine.
Smoking a joint in California in 1995 in an arcade.
Mm-hmm. That's empty cool. All of a sudden. All of a sudden, the hottest fucking game in the world. You know, if I'm the fucking CEO of this guy and I find out there's only one fucking burnout pothead and his fucking asshole friend playing this game after 2 days of it being on the market, done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pulling the plug on Evolver entirely. Hmm. Nobody cares about the fucking game. They're not going to want the robot that's a tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So he goes there, Evolver, and just, like, grabs dude's buddy and zaps him to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like...
That was got the electrical charge, yeah.
Yeah. Then, like, electro charges the dude with the VR visor on and blows the screen out of it. Doesn't
just,
kill
just
him.
Just enough to blow the screen out, yes.
So now the stoner thinks real life is VR, like that episode of South Park where Cartman convinced Butters that the real world was VR. So he like kicked his dad in the nuts and stole a car, which fucking rules. But so yeah, the stoner is like, oh, whoa, dude, this is like the last level. I have been pretty high and I have played VR games. This would never happen.
especially going from those graphics to actually seeing real world. Unless,
yeah.
And 1995, the pot wasn't that great compared to what it is today, right?
I smoked pot in 1995, Tim, and I so can tell I, you yes. uh-huh. for certain it was not.
I remember being able to smoke like four or five joints practically in a chain and still not getting that fucked up. Try doing yep. that shit now with a 40% fucking loaded joint.
Occasionally, now this was actually probably closer to 98, 99. I was going to say occasionally we'd get some decent shit, like some Alaskan Thunderfuck or something like that, or Northern Lights.
I just
bought
that a couple of weeks ago.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's some good shit. Or we'd get Northern Lights were really popular at the time, too.
They don't have Northern and Lights around where I am here, so I'm disappointed. Okay. That's a major fucking brand name, so.
Yeah, yeah. We'd get that on occasion in like 98, but yeah, 95, man, forget it. There was nothing going on, man. For my 14-year-old ass. Yeah. Watch your kids, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Really watch them.
Don't sometimes give them a hotel room all by themselves.
Sometimes they're cutting class. Yeah, yeah. Don't give them a hotel room all there by themselves. And sometimes they're cutting class to hook up with their girlfriend that's 2 years older than them and introducing them to smoking pot. Sometimes that happens, Tim.
A man ahead of your time, Eddie.
I really was. I really was, buddy. Let me tell you. I was living the dream back then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, then he fucking just like rips the cable out of the VR setup and then zaps the shit out of the other stoner and kills him. Now, okay. Now say you're the police, right?
Yep.
What the fuck happened here, man? Whatever.
Well, obviously, they're high on drugs. There might be some gay stuff going on and they got electrocuted.
True. Yeah, you never know. I mean, mm-hmm. they could have been... The pinhead was there. It could have had something to do with that.
That's true, right? Yeah. Blame the devil, see?
You don't know who's a Cenobite there and who isn't. It's possible, right? Okay, so then Kyle and the girl, they head over to Zach's place, and they're like, oh, shit, he's all fucked up. Call the cops, right? And Kyle just throws this crazy fit all of a sudden to the girl, and it's like, look, man, what the hell's going on? I'm freaking out. And the girl's like, look, dude, why don't we go back to your place so we can fuck or whatever? And the guy's like, I'm not in the mood for that. Gets on his Vespa and drives off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting her every step of the way.
Man.
And right off the bat, when she first, the first time she comes to her house, his friend says, stop drooling all over her, dude. She's already walked out of the room, right? Yeah. And he's like, oh. Yeah. So he's obviously acknowledging that he's, you know, interested in her some way or the other. And then the rest of the movie, all the way pretty much up until the end, when we get into the park, when he runs out of gas, but he really did run out of gas. And when she says, oh, I thought you were just saying that you ran out of gas so we can make out.
You were just saying it. Fucking loose. Do you
have any home. Shit, man.
Tim, do you have any stories where you fucking fumbled it that hard ever?
Not that bad, but there's been a couple of times where I fumbled it. I had my eyes on somebody else. I didn't see. Somebody's right into me right here. But no, I like the other girl who didn't like me.
Same. But, I had the exact same.
But Tim, at this point, coming to my fucking house, coming to my room,
well, yeah,
helping, keeping her mouth shut about my child pornography ring. Okay?
Yeah.
She didn't warn any of the girls in that room to cover up and ruin the video. She kept her character. She kept her fucking character and let that fucking videotape run.
That's a good point, man. She didn't.
Shows up at the fucking house, playing fucking video games with him, right? Yeah. Playing fucking video games with this dude.
I mean,
she's okay with his friend and the sister, everything, yeah. All this other stuff, and he's still, I don't know.
Yeah, you got a wife that one. My bad story is the same as you. I was interested in one chick, not paying attention to the other chick.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, the other chick tells me, like, yeah, you totally could have. And by the way, Tim, she was a twin. Ooh. Fuck that one right up.
Damn.
God damn it.
You get like one chance in a lifetime like that for free.
You really do. Yeah, guys, yeah, for free. Exactly. You have all the chances in the world if you're rich. Let me just lay that one down. But fellas, if there's any sort of a twin that's showing any sort of interest in you, even if you're like, wow, this is the annoying girl that follows me around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. Okay, just go for it. Okay, one time, go for
you
it.
Always, there's always that 0.11% chance.
Yep. You know what that chance is.
And they might go, "Hey, let's switch for the night and see what happens. See if he notices." Yeah. You
stumble into the wrong bedroom. You never know. Just saying. Shoot your shot with her. Give her what she wants because she's asking. In this movie, she is. All but got a sign that she's holding up.
All but doing ripping a fucking shirt off and shoving her fucking face, shoving his face right into her tits.
Yeah. All but doing the get a good look Costanza. Right. Oh, man. Okay. So he Vespa's off, whatever. Goes home, powers down Evolver, pulls the battery out. Smart. Finally. Mm-hmm. Right. Heads over to Cyber Dynamics or whatever, shows it to gives Russell the disc. Crystal Dynamics. Look at this. Crystal Dynamics. Yep, yep. They were the ones that ported all of those games over on Sega Saturn, right?
Was it Sega Saturn or was it PlayStation?
I think it was both. Oh, they're still making games, too. How about
are
that?
Are they? Oh shit! Yeah, I remember buying the fucking game. One of them was like some space shooting game that was almost like a first person shooter for asteroids or something like that. And then there was another one where it was like a fucking car race where you're like jumping up and down in the air,
crash and burn. Yep,
crash and burn. Yeah, shit.
Yep. Then they did the Soul Reaver Legacy of Kain stuff, and then yeah, apparently they're still around. Looks like they're working on the reboots of the Tomb Raider stuff and the Legacy of Kain series. Okay. So
right. I thought they already rebooted Tomb Raider.
Well, they remastered 1 through 3. So I mean, I'm talking about like this year. They're talking about it again, and I guess another Perfect Dark game because you know
everybody's clamoring for that.
They haven't tried enough with that series. You remember Perfect Dark when you're like, I'm a little tired of GoldenEye. What else do you have?
We need another Titanfall. Where's Titanfall 3, man?
Yeah. True.
It was a great game.
That was fun. I played the first one. I didn't play the second one.
First one played the hell out of it. The second one, it got ruined. I think somebody fucking like did something. They hacked it and they fucking like broke the game on the internet.
Oh, shit. That sucks, man. Yeah, the first one was fun, though, for sure. So, okay. Now, the guy's like, all right, well, I'll read the disc or whatever, but this is a toy. It's not deadly or anything. It could never cause any sort of a problem. So Kyle's like, all right, fine. Smart. Steals a little access badge off the table real quick. Says, oh, by the way, what's Sword? And he's like, Sword's another game I'm working on. Leave. And I'm like, oh,
now it's time
suspicious.
For a flashback.
Yeah. Oh, man. So... then I guess the girl followed him to fucking Cyber Dynamics too.
She's willing to breaking entry with you in a fucking. Yeah. This thing has probably got some high level fucking security, right? This is a big deal to break into. This isn't going into the bathroom of fucking Walmart.
Yeah, because he uses the card he clearly stole to like boop into a secure room, and she sees him. She's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" Then a guy starts walking by, and she's like, "Quick, let's get in there and have sex." I mean, see, and hide. And he's like, "Okay." They go into there, and dude, she is you're so right on about it because she's so close to him when they're in the dark, real quick. Like, she's just
like, we're going to be in here for 7 minutes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. I could maybe go 3.5, maybe 4. I don't know about 7.
It's called heaven for a reason.
True, because it's a lie. So, okay. So he grabs the badge. He runs over to a computer and starts beep boop hacking the world on it. Pulls up the folder for Project Sword. And they have video of the test of this where... all it is this robot. So SWORD, by the way, stands for Super Warrior Original Robot Dude. Something like that. I don't know.
Close enough, yes.
Yeah. Super Warrior Outstanding Robot Dude. No, so it's
a
DOD.
Japanese TV show.
That's true, yeah. So, by the way, there's a new game we might have to check out, speaking of Japanese game shows, and reminded me of that game Earth Defense Force. I don't know if you've ever played those.
I played it, yeah.
You looked into that Helldivers 2?
Yes, holy fucking shit. I'll tell you this. If there's ever a game that makes me want to buy a PlayStation 5, it's that game.
It's on PC also.
Well, I don't have a PC, so it's...
Oh, yeah, you have a Mac. That's right. Never mind. You don't have a computer. You have a Mac.
Hey, my iPhone syncs with it.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. It's awesome. You got Candy Crush on there? Or?
I'm still trying to find Minesweeper on this.
I never, you know what? That was a game I never could, but Minesweeper never got into it. It's not for me. I'll do Solitaire if I'm really bored. But...
I hate Solitaire. Holy fuck. You want to be more bored?
No.
I'm not bored enough. I'm going to play fucking Solitaire, especially on my old fucking Nokia flip phone.
I'm going to play fucking Minesweeper. I'm just going to dumbly like push buttons and hope it's not the bomb.
I don't know. You got to pay a little bit more attention. You got to be a little bit more flexible. Have better reflexes than fucking flipping over a goddamn car.
Reflexes?
Up, down, left, right.
That's not a reflex. That's just movement. No. There's no like high speed, quick time events in Minesweeper. What the fuck are you playing, Tim?
Minesweeper 2024.
Okay. Well, I haven't played that one. That might
Why isn't there a remake of that game?
Minesweeper?
Yeah. Put it in VR now.
I don't know. That'd be pretty good. You know what? I laugh, but I play Tetris in VR, so I have no fucking room to talk. It's good, man. I'm telling you. Tetris Effect in VR is fucking awesome. So, okay. So they watched this video of basically the Ed
Cambodia.
209.
El Salvador. Cambodia. Where is this, 94? Is this El Salvador? The Sandinistas?
Oh, God, yeah. So, yeah, they're back during the Vietnam War, they had the original fucking... There was the comedian, there was Professor Manhattan and fucking Evolver rolling around just greasing people. No, so he just fucking friendly fires and kills like five soldiers. And then we see our buddy there, the scientist, fucking Bennett. He's all like, no, initiate stop sequence Alpha 8, abort or whatever. And then bzzz.
What kind of killing machine is this where he lets him get this whole fucking sentence out before it kills him?
Not a very good one.
Yeah.
Not at all. Because if you can just say a command, too. Like, I don't know. So anyhow, he freaks the fuck out. He's like, oh, shit, this thing's a killing machine. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, what?
It smushed your friend under his car.
It was only supposed to kill the other people, not ours. So that's the problem.
Oh, that's the problem. Just like with the video, once it was friendly fire, then there's a problem. Right.
Well, see, here's a problem again with the AI. It couldn't see the dark colored skin people. So they're there killing Sandinistas. He only sees the white soldiers. He's like, I recognize the white people. And that's how he shoots them.
That'd be a fantastic like reverse racism sketch on Saturday Night Live real quick, you know? That'd be fun. It's just shooting all the white people. They're like, I don't know. I guess we just didn't test the camera on black skin.
Didn't Google have to take its AI down because it was doing some shit with the fucking like photo searches or image searches and shit like that?
Yep. There was also the one of them, the phone, you would take somebody's picture and it would be like, oh, it looks like you blinked to Asian people.
Oh, God.
You know what? I have the same problem, guys. So guess what? It's not just you. I can make that joke.
So, all right, look. So regardless if NVIDIA hit 1,100 per share, we're still years and years away from AI.
Yeah. Any decent AI for sure. So... Okay, he's like freaking out. Oh, by the way, and he found out that what was it? It was basically the robot was built to infiltrate like enemy territory and kill everyone, right?
Yeah, go in and kill the whole town, yes.
And now it's a toy, so that's cool. So he's like, yeah, I better call my sister, whose name I don't remember, so I don't even say it on the phone call. calls her up. It's like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I put the batteries back in Evolver and we're playing again. And he's like, what the fuck, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Hangs up. He's like, we got to go home. He's going to fucking kill her. Cut to Evolver. Now, I'll buy that the little compressed air cannon can launch ping pong balls. I'll buy that, too.
Yep.
I won't buy the ball bearings, but at least it's maybe the right shape. You could get some distance with it. Not a lot.
Not enough to go through somebody's skull, but yes.
No, no.
But now we're getting something that's knives. Not aerodynamic. That's not snugly fit into that tube, right?
No air pressure
is able to build up behind that knife to shoot it out.
Right. So basically think about the logic of a potato gun, a potato cannon, mm-hmm. right? And now you're putting
Irish
a knife
people's
in.
Favorite gun.
Spud launcher. They're just at the other end with their mouth open. And yeah, so he loads knives into the little arm thing that's got a bunch of like it honestly looks like Nerf darts in this thing. Probably what it is.
That's originally what it looked like, yeah.
Then he's chasing the little girl around, firing knives at her. She's giggling like an idiot.
Well, she doesn't see the first one because she's hiding behind the chair, and he shoots. It doesn't go all the way through the chair.
Right.
But we've already established that this guy can throw a fucking sword halfway through a fucking wall.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe it's because it's not aerodynamic, right? So he launches another knife, and it sticks into the wall next to her. She freaks, like, holy shit. Runs outside, dives in the pool. But you're like, okay, I kind of, it's a robot. If it goes in the pool, it's fucked, right? Then he grabs the metal rail and just starts electrocuting the pool.
Well, no, because first he's holding his finger over the water because that's what you think he's going to do. And then he should have done that because he sees us swimming towards a raft.
Yeah.
But he's holding his finger over the water. All he's got to do is put his finger in the water. But then he goes over to the pole, the ladder, and then he does it. But by that point, she's on the raft.
On the little alligator.
It's made out of vinyl. It's not made out of rubber.
Yeah.
Vinyl doesn't fucking... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it'd work. That's a good point, Tim. That's okay, though. I think it's just that Evolver really fucking hates this little girl.
Well, yeah, because of all the shit talking she's been doing. But I fucking love what this robot does next. Because I'm like, hats off, motherfucker. You think the little girl's won? You think she's safe? Nope. I got a knife up my sleeve.
Literally, because he launches a knife into the inflatable toy. So now it's like slowly inflating, and this little girl's screaming. They finally fucking get over there, and Kyle just kicks its ass into the fucking pool. Bam! Right? Now it's fucked. Okay. So Cyberdynamics shows up, you know, the repair squad, and they drag the thing out of the pool. Russell's like, look, man, I'm sorry. I wanted to prove that it would work. Originally, I designed it to save lives, to save soldiers' lives. Mm-hmm. And the mother, the best thing she could have done this entire fucking movie, she's like, that's great. We're going to go talk to a lawyer.
Because now she's like, you know what? I don't have to go out trolling bars anymore to looking for a new fucking daddy. I got money right here.
We own...
Yeah.
Your company. I'm your boss right now, technically, and you're fired.
I'm killing the toy division. We're just going to focus in on the killing people division. Mm-hmm. That's where the money is.
Let me tell you something. I field tested it. It works. It's like the hair club for men guy. I'm also a client. Okay?
And we just can't scale this thing no matter what in a Chinese factory. Telecom can't get this shit down to cost fucking to make a profit off of selling it.
Yeah, no, we got to sell it to the military, of course, because they're the only ones that have a bottomless fucking wallet.
This is how TikTok was invented.
Yeah, exactly. I always love that. When I love pointing out when people are talking about government shutdowns and how they can't get a bill passed to fund the government. Never a problem with the Department of Defense. For some reason, Democrats and Republicans alike blank check anytime that budget thing passes. So, folks, get a job working at the Department of Defense.
Or I'll do you one better. Become a police officer in a major city. Because New York City, our wonderful mayor has been slashing the budget on every fucking thing except for the police department.
Nope, they'll never
and
get their budget.
It was on the internet. It was blowing up, but it was on the New York local news. They have a police department dance squad. That are police officers who are getting paid to perform dance moves to get people like, hey, you know, those police officers aren't that bad.
I came up with a good theory, too, by the way. I have a good plan. So they're having a lot of trouble recruiting cops, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the recruitment is like way, way, way down. So they have to keep like dropping the requirements.
Yeah, I wonder why. Yeah.
So now you only need 6 months of training to be a cop. To put makeup on people, you need 2 years.
How about tattoo artists? How long do you have to be a tattoo artist? How many oranges and pigskins you got to tattoo before you're going to get your license?
And then you have to apprentice under another tattoo artist. Mm-hmm. So they have to supervise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here's my plan, Tim. Tell me how you think this works out, okay? What if we start getting all of the undocumented migrants and we make them cops?
Nice. Now, think you can't about do that. No, you can't do that because that's... Yeah.
Okay, because they hate undocumented migrants, right? Mm-hmm. But they love police, right? Mm-hmm. So we're giving them more police. Now they have a job. They're paying taxes and everything. I love it because if I get pulled over... They're like, hey, can I see your license and registration? I'm just like, I don't have one. They're like, that's cool. Neither do I. And then they just wave me off.
No, see, here's the way my mind is thinking is you can't do that because that's how the Irish got their foothold. So, yeah.
We don't talk.
So, all these white people who are freaking out about how, like, in the next 15, 20 years, there are going to be more brown people than white people. They're all terrified that, guess what? When brown people have the power, they're going to get treated the way that they treated brown people. So, you're not going to, you're never going to get them like, hey, let's make all the police force all the migrants, no matter what.
I mean, there's a reason a nickname for cop used to be Mick.
they call it a paddy wagon for a reason, right?
Paddy wagon, exactly. Mm-hmm. Tim. So okay, well now mom parents fine, so she's like, yeah, we're gonna fucking sue everybody. Kyle heads out front to watch Evolver get driven away, and he tells the girlfriend, hey, well, not girlfriend.
Well, I guess we have nothing. We finish our mission. I guess you can go home now.
Yeah,
I'll see you at school next summer. Yeah.
I'll drop you off at your house and not try to finger you. Dude.
It's just really, I don't understand why it's in this movie like this.
Dude, I put more effort into trying to bang my wife, and we're married.
Believe me, it takes more and more effort.
That's true.
Like I said, if it's like Friday, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, where the guy is supposed to be gay, and he's just not... Yeah. out to everybody, and that's why he's avoiding that girl. That makes sense. But this movie doesn't do it. From the get-go, as soon as he sees her the second coming into her house, he's already into her and everything else. Once the ice is broken, everything is fine and cool.
You know
but
what?
There isn't any lines about how, oh, you know, Kyle, Gil, whatever the fucking name is, you're too shy for your own good. You got a lot going on. That's... Step up to the batch. You know, you got an opportunity here. Nothing. It's hot and cold.
He does have that line, though, when she's talking about how he only likes virtual girls, about how he doesn't like people, but he likes computers because they only do what they're programmed.
They don't leave you. Yeah. Right. And then she says, she says, why don't you try dating a real girl in real life? Yeah. He goes, do you know anybody? He's hoping she got a twin sister. Is that what he's holding out for?
This is the first time I've ever seen a chick in the friend zone. How the fuck did that happen?
Is he gaming her?
Oh, big timing her?
Oh, shit.
Damn, buddy, wait a minute. This guy might have Riz off the fucking scale. Mm. If this is making her beg for it? I mean, come on, man. It's okay, okay.
You know so how you peacock? Get a fucking killer robot. Yeah.
That'll do it.
I hate Tim, that I know that term. I really hate that I know that term.
I know you don't like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but there's this great episode called The Dennis System where the dude talks about how he seduces women. And one of the steps is he goes to a payphone with a voice changer and calls the woman up like, I'm your neighbor and I'm going to rip your fucking throat out, you cunt. So she then calls you to protect her at night.
Oh, it's a psycho test where she sees the guy at the funeral that she likes and she kills somebody so she meets him again at another funeral. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. Maybe my favorite
See what kind of scummy things guys have to do just to try? And this guy's got to throw it right there in his face and he's still...
Yeah. I think I'm with you, Tim. It's just I take it so personally. When I see this in the movie, I take it very personally. Because I think of work the effort. For that shit.
Yeah. Damn.
I think of the mountains I've had to move.
The amount of Bon Jovi I had to listen to.
The amount of horoscopes I had to pretend to care about, Tim. Let me tell you.
Poetry readings, yes.
Stories about the girl at work that I've had to be like, yeah, I know, I totally get what you're fucking talking about.
I'll tell you this. If one tip is when she's going off about the chick at work, don't ask, what does she look like?
Oh, yeah. Don't do that and always agree. That's my other move, man. Don't ever, never play devil's advocate with your wife. You're not going to win.
Learn that lesson quickly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a newlywed, that's the best lesson I can give you, buddy. Okay. So maybe my favorite scene in the movie, though, is they're driving a Volvo back to the place in the back of this van.
This is probably the best part. This is probably the best shot in the fucking movie.
I fucking love it, dude. They're driving it back in this fucking van, and Russell is like, doo, 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 doo. He's got a screwdriver sticking it into his neck, right? And he's all like, I forget exactly what he says, but he's like, oh, it's just a shame that, you know, you're dead, basically. And it zaps it like, bzz, and he wakes up, Evolver bzz, pops it back up to life, and he's like, who said I was dead?
Oh, you work? You still work?
Yeah.
And well, then he punches him in the face. He uppercuts him.
Whips around. Boom. Uppercuts Russell. Grabs the driver and fucking chokes
claw
him
faces
out.
Him. He does a fucking wrestling move, right?
Yeah. He gives him the claw.
Bobby will
dude.
Know who that is.
They use the iron claw.
Is who that is what that movie's about? No. Are they the ones who started doing that?
Right
now, Bobby is losing his shit.
I'll tell you right now, the Von Erichs are way before my fucking knowledge of wrestling shit even began to pick up. So I'll go with it and say, yeah, one of their finishers was the Iron Claw. We'll go with that. So yeah, he Iron Claws the fucking driver, kills him, flips this van, goes just ass over tea kettle in the air, falls onto the ground, boom, right? Russell, the dude that he punched, right, fucking drags his ass out on his
half
elbows.
Half in and out of the car, yep.
Half in and out of the car. Evolver, the back doors of the van just swing open. And Evolver comes bounding out, like, fucking ready to rock, right? And rolls over the gasoline. Tim.
Yeah, because we already found out now on that thing, yeah, because he has napalm abilities.
Which they didn't take out for home use. How did
good
he ignite
point.
The gasoline?
That's right, yes. He has to have some kind of like fucking little flint system set up in his thing. Because he didn't steal a Zippo, right?
Yeah, and right. I guess he could make a spark, maybe. Yeah. I don't, but
he's,
no, he's not
like
even
he's jerking off. He's making the
no,
spark.
No,
he's
not. He's not even supercharged at this point, though, to where he can shoot the plasma balls or whatever. Because the spark is on his hand, his metal hand, the other hand. He doesn't have a spark in the gun hand. So, okay, they must have just let any out. Evolver fucking sucks
you
up the gasoline.
You already spent too much money on this fucking robot. I'm not going to take shit out and cost more. Spend more. That's fucking fair. Money, right? Phase two, we take out the flamethrower.
I'm pulling everything out of this thing and selling it. We got to recoup our losses, Tim. We don't have a lot of money.
Sell
okay,
it to
the
China,
game,
Russia, whoever, right? Jesus
dude,
Christ.
Dude, we're up fucking...
It's the 90s. It's wild times.
We're in over
sell
our
that
head.
Shit, sell that robot to fucking Saddam Hussein.
95? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Dude, if Reagan was back in office, you could just sell it to Iran. Oh, God damn. This, yeah, we all forget about the Iran-Contra shit. That's fun.
I have never forgotten it.
Yeah, no, that's good. So, anyhow, yeah, he just torches the fuck out of them. Just blows a boom, and the whole fucking van just goes off, right? So while Evolver is getting gas, Kyle runs out of gas. And now it's nighttime, right? In the middle of Fuel Me Up Park, right? He runs out of gas. And she's all like, oh, yeah, sure, you ran out of gas, right?
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, yeah, I know it sucks. And he gets off the Vespa and starts chaining it up. And she's like, you ran out of gas.
I thought you were just saying that, and I was cool with it. Yeah.
Only with not that great of a comedic timing, let's say.
Well, she's a chick, so like, yeah.
Damn. They can be funny too, Tim.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing we've gone overboard on this show with, yes.
Was the women being not being funny?
Not having the comedy timing, yeah.
That's true. We have made too many jokes about that specifically this episode. So then she's like, "Oh, you didn't do it on purpose." She's like, "Oh, you just suck. That's what this is. You're terrible." But they kiss anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're kissing, the light above them like flickers romantically a little bit, and then we cut to Evolver has now made it down to the town's fucking power grid and plugged himself into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kyle gets done fucking her in the park, and they start walking away. Then they see this flipped van, right? And they're like, hey, wait a minute. That's weird that we see the van they took Evolver, the killer robot, away and turned over and on fire. I wonder what happened.
And I'm trying to figure out where the logistics of this working. They picked up the robot from the pool, right? Mm-hmm. They were driving in the van.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, Kyle or Gil gets on the Vespa with this chick, driving somewhere, and then coming back to his house, they come across this van.
So remember in Mute Witness how I pointed out how everything has such a great sense of space, and kind of in your head you can kind of map where everything is. It kind of relative to each other. It all makes sense. They did none of that in Evolver.
This is like Madam Web with where the fuck is shit happening.
Right, because just everything is just nonsense, right? We've forgotten about, by the way, Zach might as well be dead. There's no reason that he's alive. He doesn't tell them of all.
He doesn't even come back at all, but he's alive. Move. Yes. Because they show when the car falls on his head, his finger moves, and I go, wait a second, is that a mistake? But then they pull him out, and they're like, he's still alive.
And then they say, oh, he's at the hospital. He's making a full recovery. And then that's it. He just kill him.
Maybe in the director's cut, there's a scene where the robot goes to the hospital.
There's no.
He puts a white coat on. He's got a stethoscope going around his neck, and he just sneaks into the room.
Evolver dresses up like a fucking candy striper and offs him. That would be the
or a
shit.
Laundry basket because he's already done it.
Then they could recreate that scene from Dark Knight where Joker is in the hospital with the mask on, and dude doesn't realize it's Joker until he takes the mask off.
You know,
off.
Let me tell you, I love that fucking movie, but once I saw that fucking thing, I was just like, yeah, oh wait.
Pretty stupid, I know. But I just recreate that scene with Evolver. So Evolver's got the little mask on, and Zach's laying there. He's like, oh, thanks, nurse. Hey, you think you could give me a sponge bath? And then Evolver, with William H. Macy voice, is like, I can give you a death bath. And then he
Why
pulls the mask
Why so circuits?
Off. Why so circuit-ious? He's like, I ain't number five, and you're about to not be alive. And then kills him. Chef Robbie will get that reference. Anyhow. So Kyle and the girl, they head home, where Evolver has abducted mom and the little sister, taken one of their non-lethal lasers, supercharged it, propped it up like you imagine. And for our viewers, we'll pretend my microphone is the gun, right? He just set like the kaleidoscope in front of the gun, so that now it's creating like a circular array.
No, hold on, because Chef it's a Robbie, Chuck is going to get this, and a bunch of anybody who's over like maybe 40 years old is going to get this. This is the end of the Who the Kids Are All Right when they're doing Won't Get Fooled Again. They're using the lasers. That's there what this go. Is.
This is a the Who laser light show, but. And I'll give it to them with the practical effects, though, because the burning marks on the walls that's going, they put napalm up there. They had to have, right?
Well, no, it looks like what it actually looks like. It looks like there's holes in the wall. It looks like there's the pipes are coming out. And that's what it looks like when they're extinguishing it. But when at one point we see the mom is trying to stick her arm through it to try to get something, Like, dude, there's like 8 inches clearance between the floor and that first laser.
Yeah, she's trying to get the roller blade.
You know what? Hey, little daughter with the little skinniest fucking arm out of all of us, reach through that shit and turn that goddamn thing off.
So she was trying to grab a rollerblade to throw.
What was she going to do with the rollerblade?
She's going to throw it at the gun and try to knock it over, I assume.
No, hold on. The fucking laser thing, if she get touched by the laser, you're getting fucking burned.
You're dead, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just fucking willy-nilly throw that goddamn thing.
Maybe she was going to skate away. I don't. No, I was just trying to figure out if they were in his room, because if it was a rollerblade in his room, then the movie makes a little more sense.
Is it his room? It isn't his room, right?
No, it's the daughter's room. But it's her room. Or no, you're right, it's the little girl's room. That rollerblade's way too big for her.
Yeah, because I don't care how freaking the mom's got to get at her age to find a man with two kids. Rollerblades are not fitting into the equation.
No, there's not a lot of rollerblading going on. That's a good point. Okay, so Kyle and I don't care what her name is anymore. The girl that he's supposed to fuck Jennifer. Show up. And Evolver is like, listen, we're going to play or I'm going to kill these hostages.
Yeah, he's obsessed with this kid. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to kill Kyle. And I was just like, can we get Evolver after Rittenhouse? I'd be fine with that. Rittenhouse would like to play with him. Right? They both guns.
Who's going to travel with that robot over state lines?
It's a good point. Hey, that's a good question. So technically, if the mother allowed the son to have that robot and that robot killed people, are we going to get another one of those, like the one broad that bought her son the gun and now she's going to prison for fucking 15 years?
Finally. Not the one broad who bought the gun. She bought the gun for the kid after he was already talking about having mental problems and being severely depressed. He gets caught with fucking bullets and drawing shit in the school, and she sends a text message with, next time, don't get caught.
Yeah, and he had a drawing of a gun shooting a person, and under it he wrote, like in a journal entry, I can't stop these thoughts from coming into my head.
Jesus fucking, you know, it's fucked up, but... To think how much that fucking kid was crying out for fucking help.
Yeah. So who's failing harder? The mom for not noticing those signs, or Kyle for not noticing the chick presenting her wet vagina in his room?
Look, all fun and games aside, it's Kyle.
Yeah, it's of course Kyle. He's fucking up harder. So he's like, all right, Evolver, we'll fucking play, I guess. And... switches on his little laser gun, goes pew pew, you know, shooting it at Evolver. And
because now it's just a pinpoint dot.
Yeah, bullseyes it though. Yeah. Bing. And then Evolver, sore fucking loser, this piece of shit. I was on Evolver's side this whole time. So far, he's only
doing what he's programmed to do, right?
And he's only killing pieces of shit.
Well, all right. Well.
Bully, piece of shit. Stoners, whatever. Zach?
My Yobo avatar didn't have to die. No.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The stoner... No, Zach's a piece of shit. He's trying to fucking sell child
porn.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
No, the only two that are innocent are the stoners. That's it. But to be fair, he was probably getting PTSD triggered from the memories from the video game.
Well, no, they're not innocent because you're not supposed to smoke a fucking joint in the arcade.
I'll let that one slide.
That's like putting cigarettes on a pool table. It's not acceptable.
Fair. Okay. Fair. Yeah. I never went to Aladdin's Castle at the fucking Mall 205 in Portland and smoked a joint while I was playing like Mr. Do. That's a good point.
Oh, man. I love that fucking game. Oh, my God. On the ColecoVision.
Yeah, it's a good game, buddy. That and a little Burger Time.
Burger Time was good, too. Burger Time was Atari. I think that was maybe 5200.
Hey, you know what Coleco stood for?
No. What?
Colorado Leather Company.
I thought they were a Japanese company.
No, ColecoVision. Coleco was Colorado Leather Company, and they got into making games because of the success of the Atari.
Probably this day, maybe the second best system I've ever had.
Yeah, you didn't have an Intellivision, did you?
No, fuck that shit.
No,
George Clinton, motherfucker, get the hell out of here.
You always pick the wrong shit. That's right.
No. ColecoVision was better than Intellivision. Intellivision was better than Atari, but ColecoVision was the shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at that fucking baseball controller that they had that you held in your hand like a fucking laser blaster, that you had four buttons that you could do individually with your fingers, a joystick on top, and a numerical pad on it that you could fucking use for individual games.
Mm-hmm. Baseball controller?
I think the game that they sold it with, it was the baseball game that it came with, like, package with. Otherwise, you could buy it separately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you're talking about. Right? There's two of them for sale right now for $84.99 on eBay.
Oh, somebody buy one for me. I just want to
see.
Two
of those, and it comes with the baseball game.
Oh, fuck.
Super Action Baseball. Yeah, there you go, Tim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good. I've got my, I prefer the Dreamcast fishing reel controller.
No, for real. Look at that ColecoVision controller and tell me that shit isn't ahead of its fucking time. That's what you would use right now with your fucking VR headset.
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point, Tim. It's not bad. But it doesn't have haptic feedback, so piece of shit. So he beats Evolver, fucking freaks out, right, and starts having a fit. While he's having a fit, finally, Kyle starts getting smart, picks up a baseball bat, and just starts beating the shit. By the way, this is what I would have done day one with this robot. Fuck this thing.
No.
Just
no.
The dog.
With all the
it.
Shit, you don't think a fucking piece of wood is going to be this fucking demise of this machine.
No, but it
works
pretty
well.
This is
all they have to fucking do. The Ewoks could beat this fucking robot.
The Ewoks beat the fucking Empire, Tim.
Yeah, well, and using trees and trunks and fucking trimming more branches. Put that fucking robot in Vietnam and see what happens when it fucking falls into one of those fucking pits.
Oh, yeah. It's going to fall into one of those fucking ankle traps or something. That thing's dead, man. Forget it. Yeah. So then he remembers, oh, shit, my mom's going to die. And runs upstairs real quick to rescue her. Now, Tim.
First of all, you promise me you're staying home on the weekends. No more uncles are coming over, right?
Right. Yeah. Second of all, can you learn to cook? Because the TV dinner thing fucking sucked.
Oh,
ass.
My God. Yo, when your 8-year-old sister cooks a more elaborate meal than your then mom makes you.
Yeah. And the mom, she was bragging. She's like, oh, this is good. And the little girl's like, what, this TV dinner? they call
Put
it
on
out
a plate
on her,
at least. Come on, mom.
They tell her she's 8 going on 32. Which
Yeah, that's right.
Outright. We loved our precocious children in the
90s. In the 90s, they were all those kids, yeah.
Yep. So he goes to rescue mom, right? But now, Tim, they all are in the bedroom. He disconnects the laser, right? All of them go to leave the bedroom, right? As soon as all of the ladies walk out, sister, mother, romantic interest, maybe, Evolver was hiding behind the door.
Somehow.
So Evolver, after getting beaten with a bat, rolled his ass silently up the stairs.
Finally shutting up. This is the Tim Yobo of robots with how we can't shut up.
This is the Robo Yobo, and he fucking makes it up the stairs, gets into the room with them, right? Goes behind. By the way, I saw the video of this. I still don't understand how that robot fit behind the door.
Nope, because that door was pushed all the way back. There's just a little bit
all
of space.
The way.
Yeah,
there was like 2 fucking inches between the doorknob and the wall. Mm-hmm. And he just does the real quick, like, slide the door shut.
Using all his computing abilities to figure out what are the odds that the guy that I want to kill is the last one to leave this room.
Yeah. And also being like, you know what the perfect scenario is? When he gets the gun I modified to be a real laser, that's when I'm going to get him.
So
not
it's
when
fair.
He had the bat.
Oh, wait, this computer doesn't play fair anyway. He already lost. He's cheating.
Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. He was cheating when he picked up the ball bearing, Tim. All of this
is
cheating.
You know what's crazy is after this, they recycled him into a voting machine.
Yeah. I think they had that one in Arizona, didn't they? Yeah. The Evolver one?
Somewhere around those 2,000 mules, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, of course, he shoots the robot with the fucking laser. The robot blows up like a goddamn nuke, by the way.
Yes, and nobody's killed by the shrapnel?
Nothing. Fine. He goes off like, remember those hoverboard toys that kids were buying a few years back? And they made the shitty ones in China with the, like, unshielded batteries that blew up and burned people's houses down? Oh, so you just mean,
like, all the scooter batteries and the e-bike batteries that are what's happening now?
Yeah, Evolver was the original one of those. So he just fucking blows up.
They use an off-market charger for him?
Yeah, exactly. They used a dollar store lightning cable on him. So, anyhow, the cops come, a cleanup crew comes, and they're all, you know, sweeping everything up. He kisses the girl, of course, because he just had to find his masculinity by killing, I guess, and then he can, you know, be a complete man.
Well, I think that's the moral. He killed something that killed a bunch of soldiers, right? So he's extra tough.
That's true. By the transitive property, he's tougher than the American Army.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So there you go.
You kill Rambo.
That's very true.
That little kid who fucking shot Omar in the goddamn grocery store while he was going for his fucking corn pops.
Yeah. So, and we think it's over, but Tim, little cliffhanger. Because we see one of the little reflectors on the ground, not connected to anything, just scanning, and it just says, kill not confirmed.
How is this going to be a sequel? How? What the fuck is going to happen? They're going to sweep this robot up, throw it in the fucking trash bin, he's going to get dropped off at the dump, and he's going to rebuild himself out of garbage?
Okay, yeah, you could do that. What if we do the Child's Play 3, right? Where they completely rebuilt the Chucky doll?
No, because you already have established that this thing is still around. So what, the company's going to pick up the pieces from him and then use that one piece that's left over to rebuild it?
Well, the company still has the software, right? Like, that was on their computers at their office.
Yeah, but we already established that the CEO is a fucking sap who's going to fucking cancel this program, right? I love how when he shows up at the fucking scene, which that would never happen with the CEO because he has lawyers, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All the reporters are like, who are you? Do you work for this company? Yo, motherfucker, I own the company. I'm the CEO. What do you mean?
I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
What company?
I'm here to buy the house cheap.
Yeah.
Exactly. I hear they're motivated buyers. There's fire damage.
There's a robot ghost haunting it now.
Robot ghost. Oh, man. Where's that TV show?
That's my worry with artificial intelligence, because they're always talking about, like, what is it in the human that gives us, like, our soul or our spirit and makes us human? And will we be able to approximate it with artificial intelligence? And if that's the case, Tim, when an AI dies, it leaves a ghost like a human.
Will it be dressed in the same chassis or have a different chassis?
Good question. And you can read more about that in my spec script I'm writing, Ghost is the Machine. Or Ghost Outside of the Machine, I suppose. But that's fucking Evolver, man. And that's the year 1995, Tim.
Done and done.
So we were talking before about the potential of doing up March Madness and taking a break from doing the 90s and just finding crazy fucking movies from whenever, wherever, however, whoever to cover. One of the impetuses of this, Tim, for me, was I found a movie called Fat Ass Zombies that I'm interested in.
Well, you know they're going to be slow zombies.
It has two of my passions in it. Zombies and zombies. Fat asses, yeah.
No particular order, yes.
Yeah, not in that order specifically, but yeah. So,
you gotta catch a zombie when it's fresh, because after a while, that fat ass is gonna just, like, fall away, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I mean, plus, you'd think somebody with that...
Would you turn a fucking flashlight on? Are you telling us a spooky story? What happened?
Me?
Yeah, all of a sudden you get super bright. There you go.
I think my light kicked on. That's what it is. Because it's getting darker out, so that might be it. So, yeah, we've also got, let's see here. You know what it is? It's the fucking text document I'm looking at. It's fucking bright as shit on my monitor. That's the problem.
That'll do it, yeah.
This thing needs, like, a night mode or something. anyhow. So here's some other ones that I have to maybe pick from. I'm going to read you the titles. All of these, by the way, are in the Blood Bank. So patreon.com/bloodybits to get access to the Blood Bank, as well as our bonus episodes and all of our video episodes.
Yeah, okay, give us five stars or whatever you listen to, goddamn motherfuckers.
Yep, and tell a friend. So here are the movie picks you may have to look forward to, Tim. Karis Hell.
God.
So it's about a unicorn that busts off of a carousel and goes around killing people.
Okay. All right. Maybe it can work. All right.
Debbie Does Demons. That one's the strength of the title. This is the one I think had the best title. You really have to pay attention to it to get how it's so great. Space Babes from Outer Space.
That sounds familiar for some reason. Maybe I just saw it in the Blood Bank while I was going flipping through.
So these are Space Babes, and they're from outer space. Great title.
Yeah, you don't want a fake space babe, right?
Okay. And we've got Nightmare on Elmo Street.
How are they not getting sued?
Good question. It came out in 2015. So
Elmo was probably a thing.
Probably not getting sued because I believe the budget for this, when I looked it up, was somewhere around $5,000.
So Sesame Street or HBO is like, eh, even if we sue them, we're not going to get anything. So fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. What are we going to fucking get from them? And what's the other one here? Oh, here it is. Good Boy.
Something with a dog.
Yeah, so Christian, a millionaire hare, meets Sigrid.
Wait,
a young
a rabbit? It's a rich rabbit? What the fuck did you just say?
It's like an heir to the throne. I was just saying it. Okay, so this guy's a millionaire. He meets this broad named Sigrid on a dating app. They hit it off very quickly, but there's only one problem. Kristen lives with Frank, a man who dresses up and constantly acts like a dog. And Tim, this is not like your baby cat or whatever. This is a horror movie.
Oh, that's right. We never did Baby Cat. What the fuck happened?
That's not a horror movie, Tim.
We could do it as a bonus. Come on.
We could do it as a bonus. Maybe we'll do that as a bonus next month with March Madness picks. Mm. See how it compares to Good Boy.
And or if we're going to do my pick, I think we have to get Asher on.
Yeah, your pick. I remember watching. I believe I watched all of it way back in the day.
This is a one and done movie. Yeah, this is a one and done. Yeah. So Ashley is perfect, I think.
Yeah, she'd be a good.
Maybe we break her on this one. Maybe this is going to be the one where she's like, no,
don't say
too
maybe
much.
We break her, Tim. Oh, don't ever say that again.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe this is the one that breaks her, not us. Okay. So, man, I think that's about it then for the show, Tim.
Yeah, all right, nice.
What else is there to say except that
Watch
Mute Witness. If you're hungover, watch this. And this is how we end it.